Johnson.
Do you see anything in porn that attracts you at all?
I love a good penis.
Is that you, Terry?
Terry?
Yes, it's me. I have diarrhea.
Get out of the bathroom,
bad.
Terry. Get on out of here.
I have bad diarrhea.
You alone in there, Terry?
All right, stop.
Who are you shushing?
What?
Who are you shushing?
Nobody.
No, why would I do that?
I would never do something like that. First of all, I have a girlfriend who I love very much.
Her name is?
Michelle.
Michelle. What's she look like?
She's super tall.
Uh-huh.
And she's got...
How tall?
Sweet boobs. Uh-huh.
Like a dog in heat. A freak without warning. I have an appetite for sex because me so horny.
Listen up. The ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper, gang.
Yeah.
Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato, gang.
Yes.
Boy, that is good news.
I love performing at music festivals. That's always fun. I did this festival called Bonnaroo, and it's really cool because they have like indie rock stuff and like hippie stuff coming together. Like they had this weird hippie thing there called the Sonic Forest, and that was basically they had these poles set up, and you'd slap the sides of the poles, and all these bells and whistles and lights would go off, and they had like 30 of them in one little area, and I was like, that's the Sonic Forest. I was like, man, how dumb are those hippies to be entertained by something so stupid? And then the last day I was there, I ate mushrooms. And then I was like, Sonic Forest, I totally get you now. Because the Sonic Forest is the greatest idea ever. I did a festival in Telluride, Colorado once. It's a ski town. Not a lot of minorities there. And I was talking to this dude, and he was like, yo, man, before you go, I got to ask you one thing. Where are you from? And I went, well, I'm from South Carolina, but my parents are from India. And he went, what? But you talk exactly like I do. And I was like, well, I mean, here's the thing, man. There's a lot of people that come here from other countries, and, you know, they have children here, they grow up in the society, and sometimes they don't have accents. They're called immigrants. And then I showed him a video of an Asian kid rapping, and his head exploded.
Baseball is played on the diamond in a park. The baseball park.
Football is played on a gridiron in a stadium, sometimes called Soldier Field or War Memorial Stadium. Baseball begins in the spring, the season of new life. Football begins in the fall when everything is dying. In football, you wear a helmet.
In baseball, you wear a cap.
Football is concerned with downs. What down is it?
Baseball is concerned with ups. Who's up? Are you up? I'm not up. He's up.
In football, you receive a penalty.
In baseball, you make an error. Whoops.
That's hockey, I think.
Kiss my ass!
Well, they're white people from Minnesota, so hockey, fishing, skiing, sailing, and after a few drinks, put on a Prince album.
Welcome to the Power Trip Morning Show. It's Thursday, November 8th, 2018. I'm Corey Cove. There's Chris Hockey. There's Paul Meat Sauce Lambert. We're with you until 9 o'clock. Hi, Chris.
Hi.
Hi, Paul.
How the hell are you?
Great.
I'm excited. Today's Thursday.
Which means Tommy Olsen should be here any second.
Two damn weeks.
Ben Lieber will be here at 7 o'clock. Mark Rosen at 8. We love Thursdays.
That's right. No Fargo Flash today. He just sent me a picture of the Eiffel Tower.
Hmm. Oh, that's how convenient.
Yeah. Right.
What a convenient week to just take off.
Yeah.
Do you think he'd pick the 12.5-point gopher underdogs to win?
Who knows? I mean, I don't mean about him.
Yes.
I mean, who knows what'll happen? It's college football.
I'll take the 12.5.
No, you won't. Not for me, you won't.
You mean you'll give the 12.5?
That's what I meant. Yeah, I always say it wrong.
So there was a buttload of pop out there on the table.
Yeah, what is it?
It's Guarana Antarctica from Brazil.
What now?
I don't know. Here's what it says. In the midst of the Amazon rainforest grows an erotic berry called Guarana.
What?
Hey, you know, my baby boy. I missed you.
God, he smells good today.
Well, it's a nice change.
Yeah. Usually smells like a farm.
He smells so good. What does that smell, T.O.?
That is Invictus.
I like that.
Yeah, thank you.
I like it. Sound like you're being thrown out of a country.
Wasn't that a soccer movie with Nelson Mandela? Not that Mandela acted in it, but wasn't Mandela a part of it?
Rugby?
It was rugby.
It was rugby and had Matt Damon.
Matt Damon, yeah.
Clearly, I saw it.
Anyway, in the midst of the Amazon rainforest grows an erotic berry called Guarana. It says exotic, I'm sorry. Exotic berry called Guarana that bears the soul and spirit of our land and people. Take your first sip. You'll discover my flavor, unlike anything else. And it's unique, as we are. Guarana. Anyway, it's pretty good. There's a bunch of them out there if you guys want one.
Hmm. They're from...
Guarana.
Is it... Said. No, but is it... The rest... Is it Fogo de...
Yeah, it's Fogo de Chao, man.
Chao?
How about Fogo de Chao, Tommy O?
That's where we bring people on our visits for football. It's almost... You walk out of there,
I'm like a dog in heat.
Roast.
Yeah, I know, I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you just, I know.
It's unbelievable.
You
it's
can't believe
good,
the amount of food.
Though,
I can't believe you've never been there, Meat Sauce Paul Lambert.
I've never been.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude.
It's right downtown.
I'm going to tell you right now, you will eat, and you won't believe how much you've eaten.
Well, let's go sometime.
Yeah. It's you have a meat coma.
Yeah, I'm in. Corey loves meat coma.
They just keep bringing you meat. Like,
they just keep bringing it. You put your flag up or whatever, and they just keep bringing it.
It's so good.
It's so good.
It sounds amazing.
It's pretty damned good. Mm-hmm. Go there for lunch and then just take the day off after that because you're not going back to work. T.O., how the hell you been?
You know, I'm doing pretty good. Last week was weird not coming in here.
Yeah, you old son bitch, we missed you.
Oh, you old son bitch, you.
Yeah.
I had a good time sleeping in, though, a little bit.
Yeah, I can see that.
Woke up for Tommy's Takes. That was good.
Yeah.
And then I had to get on the road. So, like, it was one of those awkwards where I could have came in for, like, 45 minutes.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it would have been worth it. But everything else is good.
Good, good.
Went to Grand Casino last weekend. Got killed.
Oh, well, yeah.
No Dob.
Who cares?
No Dob is right.
With money on the line.
You had fun, didn't you?
I played team slots with Old Bay, and we were done in probably 15 minutes.
Yeah, you know, just
no curso.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah, that's it.
But I think I gave myself pink eye this morning.
Ish.
Oh, okay.
Well, then leave.
Okay, now. No, you don't have to leave if you have pink eye.
Well, you know.
Yeah, you should.
When you're lounging, you just kind of put your hands down there, right?
Sure, of course. No, he's right. Of course.
Go on, Al Bundy. When you're lounging, you can sometimes.
You don't get pink eye from your penis.
Well, I don't know how you get pink eye then.
Your butthole.
Yeah.
Okay, well, then never mind. My contact's just out of it today.
Dr. David Whiting, whitingclinic.com.
Well, yeah. Yeah, you need
you're
to do
those
that.
Things,
you need
man.
To do that.
But yeah. Other than that, we're good.
You know what? I guess, you know, let's not be so quick to judge because. It depends on where that thing's been.
Yeah, good point.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, Dwight gets pink eye from his.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
You guys want to hear an unbelievable stat?
Duh.
You guys like stats, right?
Yeah.
There are some statistics that I'd like to share with you now. And
well, please
they
do.
Are numbers.
Go ahead, dude.
Red Dead Redemption came out 8 years ago. The first one.
I was going to say, did I hit a time?
Red Dead
portal?
Redemption 2 sold more copies in the first 8 days than Red Dead did in its first 8 years.
Oh my God.
You want to hear a number that sounds impossible? Think of what a gigantic week is for album sales. Give me a huge week, Chris,
In the modern day, 8 million, 8 to 10 million.
No, for a week.
Yeah, that's...
No, well, that's...
Yeah, for week. Modern day, you're right, I'm sorry. A huge week for modern day would be 1 million, maybe.
That's like a legendary
week
now,
that's
right?
Lady Gaga.
Right, now, big time openings now, 200,000, 300,000, 400,000 copies.
300,000 is about the average week, yeah.
That's a huge... That's a number one album if you debut with 250 or 3. Okay. First 8 days, Red Dead Redemption Take a wild guess. How many copies? At $60 a pop, mind you. Sheesh. How much have they sold? How many have they sold? At $60 a pop.
I've been into two Targets in the past 8 days, and they've both been sold out of the Xbox version of it.
Quit bragging.
So... 8 million.
I'm gonna be dumb and say 40 million.
That's
what I just said. I'm gonna
say
be dumb.
2.3 million.
17 million copies in a week.
What?
Wow, man!
It's the greatest game of all time.
Oh man!
I disagree.
Oh,
I'm getting bored with it.
Can I tell you?
Can I tell you why?
Yeah,
because you don't get to play it.
No, I actually played it last night. Look, it's a masterpiece in terms of its setting, right? It's just the detail is insane.
Yeah.
And it is a 10 out of 10, but the reason why I'm bored is I don't like riding horses.
That is killing me.
Those super long-ass horse rides from town to town where there's nothing to do. You play Grand Theft Auto, you flip on the old radio, and you crank some Hall & Oates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Those mostly quiet horse rides that are 15 minutes long, I get bored out of my mind.
You get on the train.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, the first times that you're exploring trails, like, this is so boring. The missions and stuff, off the charts. That part's super cool.
Yeah, well, I'm going to change your mind here because I changed Hockey's mind.
He certainly did. And while you didn't have to change my mind, I'm still loving it.
Let me guess, you got to a whorehouse?
Hold on.
So, two things. I still am horrible at the game. I die all the time. Yesterday, I died by running square into a tree and flying off my horse and dying.
Yeah, that's old news.
So, Valentine, the town
where
Donna lives, should be her town. Anyhow, I walk into the hotel, right? And I'm like, I'm going to figure out how you can sleep with one of these women.
Sure.
I want to know.
Yeah. You got a mission,
because
baby.
Because it's standard Wednesday.
What else about
you? You got nothing else to do.
Got a mission.
Yeah, and then it'll get me revved
up. Try to bang a digital chick.
Yeah, and then it'll get me revved up for the porn I'm going to watch later.
Yeah. Right. Mission missionary.
Yeah, right.
Foreplay. Yeah.
Sure. Foreplay.
Right. Yeah. Little video game foreplay. So I walk in, and right as I walk in, right, I'm walking into the hotel. I'm so bad at the game, I accidentally hit the wrong button, and my character just turns and chokes up. So I get arrested right before I can go into the hotel and shot dead, right? So then
you got shot dead?
Yeah.
For choking a guy?
Yeah, because I was wanted because I go to that town to shoot people.
Yeah, there's a lot of killing going on.
And, so then I go in, I get a bath.
Okay? Ooh, okay, I'm with
you. So you walk into the hotel.
Ordered a bath.
You buy a bath for 25 cents.
That sounds beautiful.
What a steal.
You go around the corner.
Oh, please.
Right around, and you get in the tub.
Tell me
right
now.
And you're like, okay, cool. But you literally have to, like, it's like X for right arm and all that stuff, like scrubbing legs and
Come
all
on
that.
Now.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah.
Just top half?
It's top half. You still see him without his shirt on, though.
How's he look?
He looks great.
Has he got man boobs?
So about 15 seconds into that, you hear a... Do you need any help in there?
Oh.
I couldn't hit the button fast enough.
Does the gal sound like that?
No, she sounded way better than that.
You're assuming it was a guy. A gal.
No, it's a chick.
You need any help in there?
She walks in, and she come on in, knocks O'Driscoll. It around for you.
No, she does not.
Yes, she does. No, you don't see it, obviously. You don't
see
it. She
reaches under the bubbles?
Yeah, she goes in the tub. Like, she'll like, wash your arms and, like, scrub your back, and then she'll put her arm in there, and I know where a penis is.
Well, reach
her out. Yeah, she goes after.
I bet you do.
And then about... And I kept it every time. Like, small talk. So then she stayed in there, and, yeah, she'll knock your Johnson around.
And you're playing with the hands at the same time.
How many baths will Hockey take today in Red
Dead? He's never going to finish the game.
Yeah. I'll finish in the game.
It's... It's great.
Oh, that's awesome news.
Yeah, you can get your Johnson knocked around.
I think awesome it's like news. A 9.8. I mean, it's an awesome, awesome game. I still like Grand Theft and Skyrim better, but I think it's just, I'm not in. You know how, Chris, you said you like it because you like the setting.
Yeah, I do. Very
you,
much.
You think it's there's some kind of disconnect from realism, shooting people as cowboys.
Absolutely.
Not driving around a town shooting people with machine guns. I'm bored with the horse riding. I don't like horses. I want a motorcycle. I want to jump into that world in Red Dead.
Sure, okay.
With, you know, the Batmobile, right. And basically fly all over that entire world. But
well, I think
it's
you,
so quiet and so boring.
Yeah. You obviously need to be checking out those trains to find out if any of them contain what's his name, Dr. Emmett Brown. See if he's time traveling.
The horse that would be sweet. The horse riding.
I can help you a little bit.
Can't go
old.
Any faster.
Right, I hate how slow the horses go.
Then you have to slow down because your horse is going to collapse.
Yeah. And I don't care about that, right? Yeah. The cars don't run out of gas in Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, so it's like that real?
Where oh, dude,
like,
it's
your
so
horses
real.
Get
it's
tired,
so
you get tired.
It's so great.
And you have to shower, too? It's awesome. It is awesome.
Mr. Swedberg revealed to me yesterday you can stomp the rabbits to death, though.
It's the best video game I've ever played. If I didn't have a system, I would buy one. Best Buy, Black Friday ad came out today. Look in there.
Really?
I'm not kidding you. This is a system buying game. Where if you don't have one, buy one just for this game.
I used to play Red Dead 1 all the time.
I've never played
PS2.
That.
It's great.
I killed an alligator yesterday, which I enjoyed.
I heard.
I haven't seen one yet.
You haven't seen the alligators?
Not yet. No.
Yep, there's alligators over there. I killed an alligator. I finally beat up Big Troy or whatever the hell the guy's name is.
Big Troy.
You know what I'm talking about? The guy you beat up in the mud. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I haven't beat up anybody.
Oh, was that his name?
Yeah, I think
the guy
Troy.
That you beat his ass in the middle of the town?
Yeah, he whoops you for a while, and then you beat him up. You get all dirty.
How many towns are there?
I don't know. I don't know how far.
I have no idea how far
into the game I am.
Have you ever had the old guy, I think it's Hosea, tell you not to leave? Because he insinuates kind of that you can like go and be gone forever.
Oh, I don't know.
Because one of them, apparently, one of their gang left for a year and then finally came back. So apparently you can like just go. I'm thinking about doing that.
Yeah, that's
because I got $200 in my pocket.
Oh yeah, I can get you quick money.
I might get an old J.O.
Yeah, go into the
and then a bath. To the town.
That's gonna be Chris's. Yeah, he's done playing the game.
Yep.
Arthur Morgan's story. Yeah. The rest of the world, the way is
J.O.
baths and disappearing.
Dude, think about
he's gonna
this.
Live out his real life dreams.
Yeah. Think about this. I got $200. And how much does it cost for a J.O.?
Well, 25 cents.
75.
I'm not good at
25
math.
25 cents for the bath, 50 for the
Chris is going to go collect a bunch of bounties just so we can take more baths.
No, I got an infinite amount of baths coming here for $200.
Yeah. You can get that thing knocked around.
Whatever her name is going to have one giant forearm.
Hey, you know the thing I hate in that game that again, frustrates me compared to Grand Theft Auto?
Popeye's going to come in.
Much like the slow-ass horse rides from town to town,
yeah.
I hate how slow he walks through the camps. God, that pisses me off. Because in Grand Theft Auto, you can sprint everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I hate how you're like, just go.
Run.
Oh, right, he struts.
Oh, he struts through the camps because, you know, I don't know.
He's swag. Yeah, cowboys, man.
Like, just get to your goddamn horse. Let's go.
Yeah, I got
to
tell you, none of what you're talking about bothers me. I can see how it would bother you, but it doesn't bother me at all. I'm just loving it.
It's just the opposite of Grand Theft, that's all.
Yeah, but
it's just so much slower.
You know, did Link run everywhere in Zelda?
You can run everywhere.
Okay. Yeah, I don't get that either.
Here's where I've gotten to in the game. I've gotten to the point now where every time my wife walks in the house, she goes, "You're playing it again?"
Right.
Yeah.
That's where I've gotten.
Same thing
so
in my house.
So now it's become fast food. I have to hide it.
Yep.
And I feel bad about it. I feel guilty about it.
Oh, Corey, somebody, Justin something, just said, "You can fast travel when you improve your camp."
That will help.
Oh, no kidding.
And I understand. Wow. And that's fine. I'm just saying, when you're first getting from place to place, man, those are... I think I went on a 15-minute horse ride last night.
No.
Almost.
Really?
Almost.
Where are you going?
Yeah, where the hell did you go?
Yeah, the other
from about as far left as the map as I'm on, all the way across back to the right, because I was wondering the same thing. I'm like, where is there a fast travel option?
Well, I sure hope you got an old-fashioned before you left. That's a long time to be on a horse.
Yeah, go take a bath. Get that thing knocked around.
Oh, and how about this, Chris Hockey? This one's specifically for you. My wife, for the second time now, went and saw A Star Is Born last night. So I played Red Dead while she was gone.
Lucky.
Saw it with a couple of friends. She said she liked it a lot the second time as well.
Yeah.
Remember we had a former coworker who ruined a movie for us because he claimed, well, everybody knew that.
Yeah, I remember. Everybody read the book.
The Monday it came out.
Yeah, I remember that, sure.
My wife did that to me last night.
Oh, you haven't seen it yet?
I haven't seen it.
Oh,
and,
I thought you had.
And even though I mostly guessed it,
of course,
although I guessed the character incorrect, I would have guessed it was the other way based on your guys' reactions. Point is, so my wife comes home and says, yeah, I liked it the second time, blah, 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 blah. And I go, oh. And then she reveals the end.
Oh, no.
And I go, whoa, 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 whoa.
Whoa, no.
I didn't know that. And she goes, this movie's been made three times. I go, I haven't seen any of them.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the other two. And she goes, well, it's been made three times. I go, how many have you seen? She goes, well, just this one. She goes, you're never going to see it. I go, yeah, I was planning on see it. I love both of them. I don't think I'm going to go see it in the theater, but I would have watched it on Netflix or something. And yep, completely ruined it for me.
Well, that sucks.
I still will probably see it, but yeah, I didn't want to know that.
No, and let me say too, the journey to get there is,
sure,
is
still
definitely
worth it.
Worth watching.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen it yet, T.O.?
Nope, just Barbra Streisand one. I love that one. That one would be tough to beat for me.
Damn, it's good. I just want to go home and play Red Dead Redemption and get an old-fashioned.
Last night, Pips, before this
just,
great song.
Why don't you just hop on your horse now so you can, by the end of the show, you'll probably get back home to Maple Grove.
Valentine's fast to get to, obviously, because you can get your Johnson knocked around.
Be a lot faster on a badass motorcycle.
Or a sweet Ferrari. Yeah, they should have a motorcycle. Were they invented back then?
Or at least like a golf cart, right?
Yeah.
A nice golf cart.
Or like a 7-horse carriage.
Right, or a jet ski.
Yeah.
Front Page Sports on a T.O. Thursday. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan.
She's the Allison. Sound like a mixtape up in this joint, didn't it?
What a song.
Good morning, everybody. I know you're waking up and your soup's happy because it's a T.O. Thursday.
Your takes. Next segment. That's right.
Takes.
I'm glad you're back. I know you did it last week via the telephone.
Yeah.
But Carly is kind of itching to, well, maybe she's just itching in general. One of those, you know, lady rashes. But she's itching, I think, to steal your bit. So I'm glad that you're here to...
That's tough.
Plant that flag.
Yeah.
Good for you.
It won't be bad to hear Carly's takes, though, too.
No, I agree. I like it. I think
I don't like when
takes
speak.
Go around.
Yeah, she died.
Oh, well.
She passed?
No. Yeah. I could hardly believe it when
I heard the news today. Hawk, should I buy this TV?
We'll wait till Black Friday.
No, I know. It's
Well, then, yes. I already did my Target planning because their Black Friday ad came out last week, but Best Buy's is now out as well.
Why don't you get one of those that's curved?
No, don't buy... my source says don't buy a curved TV.
Is that right?
Yep.
What if other things that I have are curved to the left?
Like your crank?
Same.
I wouldn't get gross or anything, but yes.
Those 4K TVs?
Yeah.
Old Bay has one?
Yeah.
Is it worth it?
Who are you asking? Hockey or me?
He's looking right at you.
Then yes. If you're asking him, no. He can't tell the difference between regular def and HD.
He's right.
That's true.
Because when we had a Prime, so do you know how Amazon Prime shows Thursday night games?
Yeah.
When the Vikes were on it, was that LA?
Yeah. Yes, that's correct.
It was it looks like, it's like clearer than when you're there. It was so sick.
You need LASIK.
The new thing is, if you're going to buy a nice TV.
Uh-huh.
Make sure it is HDR.
Don't tell him what to do.
Okay.
And
what does that stand for?
High Def Revolution. That means that, right, doesn't
He's
it?
Close, though.
I think so. And it means that the speed, it picks up the speed. So, like, if you have a TV, like, you're like, I'm going to buy this really nice TV.
Yeah.
Make sure it has HDR, because that means when you watch sports, it can keep up with the motion of the sports. Like, if you notice, like, on a TV, like, maybe... This one.
How long are you going to talk?
If they throw a football, it looks pixelated because it can't keep up with the speed of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Man, that's some detail.
I know a lot about TVs.
Can you, like, shut up?
I'm here to help.
No, don't shut up. Tell me more.
So if you're going to go get a really nice TV, make sure it has HDR. Obviously, make sure it's a smart TV.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure it's 2160p or higher. Okay. And make sure the hertz rate is over 120.
Oh, that hurts a lot.
Okay. I'll tell you what, those smart TVs are so sick.
Yeah, I have a nice TV. I want another one.
Oh,
do you ever pull YouTube up on there?
Good for you.
Yeah.
You ever pull up some good sites on there?
No, I just use my phone.
Just your phone.
Yeah.
Thank you for your honesty.
Yep. Which is why your phone tries to kill it.
And turn off randomly. I'm just saying.
Front Page Sports is brought to you by Early Bird Electric.
I can hardly believe. Oh, we already did that.
Yeah.
The Minnesota Timberwolves.
Good morning, Brandon.
Have had 7 road games this year. They have won 0 of them. They lost again. 114-110 to the Los Angeles Lakers of Anaheim. Derrick Rose, 31 points. He was 7 of 9 from 3. He played 37 minutes. He's very good.
He's back?
Adidas probably very happy that Derrick Rose relevant again.
Yeah.
LeBron James, 24 points, 10 rebounds, 9 assists. Just missed a triple-double. Up next, the Wolves are at the Kings, which means they'll lose because it's not at Target Center.
Who cares?
See LeBron's coming out with his old shoes again? Re-releasing the 3?
I don't like LeBron James. His shoes.
I like a couple of them.
I don't like any of them.
I only like the left ones, which is a real problem.
That's odd.
That is weird.
Yeah.
At least we didn't sell you a bill of goods, Hawk.
You didn't, and I appreciate that, guys. You've done that a lot. Yeah. No bills of goods this time.
I watched about a quarter and a half last night while I was kind of half falling asleep.
You could have been playing Red Dead.
Yeah, what are you doing?
My wife was. Butler's not even trying.
No, he's meat sauce.
For a guy that claims that the rest of the team doesn't have killer instinct and doesn't want to win, watch him just kind of walk around the court. He's mailing it in so hard.
And he meat sauced it in the last minute. I saw it on ESPN. It was on because they show up before 5 o'clock SportsCenter starts. And they were doing their, timeout when they had the ball last and that whole bit. He's literally just doing this.
He doesn't care.
Sitting back, not saying anything.
No.
He's just waiting, how long is this?
Just cashing checks.
Right. He's meat saucing it.
He's meat saucing it.
Yeah, he doesn't care about his teammates.
That sucks, because if he played, we'd be so good.
Yeah.
This team would be good.
And they finally have somewhat of a bench.
Yeah, and no D. Rose is balling.
Yeah.
No good.
God, it would be great.
Hawk, thoughts? Oh,
hey, when's Space Jam 2 come out? Speaking of
great point. I don't know. I keep waiting for it.
Isn't that song in it though?
Hello.
And Newman announces, ladies and gentlemen, Michael Jordan. And then he walks out and plays baseball. It's a great,
it's the best,
great flick,
great movie.
So yesterday we threw out a little football note because football wins, and it didn't really matter, right? It's like, hey, the Lions released Ameer Abdullah.
Yeah.
No big deal. They're moving on. They got Kerryon Johnson. They got LeGarrette Blount. They got Theo Riddick. They don't need their former second-round pick, Ameer Abdullah.
He's dead.
What?
Wow.
So we just kind of threw that out there.
Wow.
Yeah.
How did he die?
And I think a pretty solid surprise, the Vikings claimed him. I didn't think they were even remotely in the market for a running back because they have Dalvin Cook and Latavius Murray. And they got Mike Boone and Rock Thomas. They got a couple of undrafted, nice running backs.
Yeah.
They claimed Ameer Abdullah off waivers. He was the Lions' leading rusher last season, former second-round pick, and they waived Rock Thomas, although they apparently have interest in bringing him back in the practice squad if he goes unclaimed. And I have not seen if anybody's claimed him yet.
They have not yet. As of this
moment. Ameer Abdullah is 25 years old. He spent 35 games with the Lions, scored 6 touchdowns. Minnesota has a bye, of course, this week. Then they have the Bears next week. They do play Detroit December 23rd in Detroit.
I find this a very interesting move. I
don't understand.
I don't get it either.
How old is he?
25.
I mean, he was, obviously he's young. He was at one point good enough to be a second round pick.
He's a stud in college.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if maybe they're still worried about the hammy. I have no idea.
But what's wrong with Boone? Right, that's my thing.
If you got
Latavius Murray and Dalvin Cook, and you're a little unsure of Cook's overall health, or that you're nervous that, like you said, his injury's not going to hold up.
Right.
What's wrong with Mike Boone?
I don't know.
As a backup running back.
This is maybe a dumb take, and most of mine are. Is there any maybe they picked him up so the Packers wouldn't? The Packers need a running back. They just traded Montgomery.
I don't know. I'm asking you. This is not me taking a shot at you. Couldn't the Packers have picked him up if they wanted to?
I don't know the waiver wire number. I don't know who had, how that works.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Well, doesn't it go by record?
I think it does. That's why I was asking.
Yeah, maybe.
So wouldn't the Packers have a chance to claim them first?
Dumb idea.
No, it's okay.
I'm asking that as well because I don't know if the waiver wire works the same way as it does in baseball.
Well, yeah. I think it's the worst team gets...
First crack?
Something, but yeah.
Not sure.
I don't get this either.
You think he's a hell of a special teamer?
A porta potty at Ozfest.
Jeez.
That is true.
I don't think, I don't know if he did or not play.
Special teams?
Yeah.
I don't know. A second round pick probably wouldn't.
I think they said he does do kick returns or does do returns.
Yeah, so which they lost with Hughes.
There you go. That's it.
Yeah.
Look at us putting a puzzle together.
Yeah, good for us.
Up in this joint.
Yeah, maybe. Dez Bryant agreed to a 1-year deal with the New Orleans Saints. Saints are 7-1. They are the number 2 scoring team in the NFL. Dez just turned 30 this week. He's 6'2", 220 pounds. Saints at Dallas, Thursday Night Football, Week 13.
Ooh.
Playoffs.
Dez goes home in a couple of weeks.
That'll be fun.
I don't know. They're a pretty good team. Maybe he'll be the locker room disease that he's been.
That'd be great.
Weird that it took until, a couple weeks before Thanksgiving for him to sign.
Yeah, right.
Would you guys like at some point in your life to be completely rich?
Yeah.
Yes.
You know how many bats? Hawk would take?
I know this is stating the obvious, but I want everybody quickly to just think about what I'm about to say.
The beaver.
Say it.
Mark.
And I would like for a second to have it sink in, and then we can talk about how obvious the point is, but still.
Okay.
Just think about this.
All right, I'm ready now.
The Washington Post reported that Bryce Harper rejected a 10-year, $300 million deal. Now that everybody's had a chance to think about that for a second, that he just turned down a $300 million deal to play baseball. Just wrap your head around that. His agent, Scott Boras, is expected to be asking for around $400 million.
That's a lot different.
Right, that's more.
That's way more.
But can you imagine, even though you know... I'm going to ask for $400 million and maybe find a happy medium and maybe somebody gives him $350 or $370. Who knows how much Bryce Harper's going to get? Sounds like the White Sox are in the mix.
Oh, God.
Can you imagine the moment where somebody says, here's a contract for $300 million. Would you like to sign it? And you say, no. And not even hesitate. Just definitively, no thank you.
Yeah, no thanks.
Man.
Yeah, no.
God, it's good to be good at something.
Yeah.
Really good at something. And think about it, too. And this is way too hardcore baseball, and none of us care. He mailed in the second half of the Washington Nationals season because he didn't want to get hurt. He mailed it in.
He butlered it.
Yeah, he meat sauce.
No, he butlered it.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad I'm off the schneid for that.
My very first contract here at Clear Channel back in the day. Mm-hmm. Former boss pushes the contract across the table and says... You're 24 years old, you have no leverage, and this is your first contract, just sign it. And I go, you got it, sir. Yes, sir. Right? Yeah. Name on the bottom line.
God, do I remember those days.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, now I
And he was right, though. What was I going to say? No, this isn't enough. I can't imagine having a $300 million contract in front of me and saying, no, thank you.
I'd be so nervous.
Yeah.
Right, because what if something happens between the time the $400 million offer hits the table and the time you said no to $300 million?
What if a meteor hits next week?
Well,
I'll take
that. You had $300 million for a week. All right, bad example.
But think of walking around just knowing you said $300 million is not enough.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You just got to be so cocky.
I guess that's so my point swag. Is think of the confidence you must have to know...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Definitively that you're making the right decision by saying
no. No wonder he's so good at baseball. He goes up to the plate. He's like, I don't care.
That's the world you live in.
Yeah.
How does he walk up there with balls that big, though?
That's so true.
Yeah.
What's he make from Under Armour, though? It ain't $300 million, I get that.
Not a lot, though.
And I'm sure he's got a lot of money.
Here's
and that
the
does
thing.
Change.
Bryce Harper will sign, I would bet, over $450 million. because he would... The big markets in baseball would love to have him, and all he's going to do is get two teams to get in a bidding war for him.
Yeah.
If that's even remotely the case, right? If that's even remotely the truth, that he's going to make $400 to $450 million, then that is a disgustingly low offer by the Washington Nationals.
It's, yeah.
That's, I mean, that's not even trying. That's butlering it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's going full-blown butlering.
He must do really well, really well with women.
Have you seen his girlfriend?
Hey, let's make that, what was the name of the bowler with
Munson.
The one hand? Yeah, let's make that the Munson of the Twin Cities. When you are completely not even trying, we'll call it to butler it.
Yeah, you're butlering
it. I like it.
Brilliant.
Let's do it.
God, I'm no longer the bottom of
your spot.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, I can try less.
Please
don't. I don't think you can.
Tommy's picks. Tommy recaps the Power Trip Morning Show, the week that was, and his opinions and thoughts and questions right after this on The Fan.
Thank you, Mr. Paul Allen. Yes, you are back listening to The Fan. This is your little Power Trip Morning Show. Bow, bow. Ben Lieber in just a bit.
Hey, cool.
Mark Rosen as well. And a good Thursday night football game for once tonight. Steelers hosting Carolina.
Oh,
yeah.
Two red hot teams.
You got a nasty reputation.
What's that?
That's a great song, man. It's Bon Jovi.
Oh. My own best friend.
So tell me, is it true?
Bon Jovi sucks.
Correct.
Aw, Tio.
Tommy, you're off to a blazing start.
Before we get to your bit, Tommy, did you know $1 provides three meals through Second Harvest Heartland? Team up with The Fan and Second Harvest Heartland as we provide movies for meals. This week, any donation to Second Harvest Heartland gets you a free movie pass to see Dr. Seuss the Grinch next Monday at your nearest Imagine Theater. To get your passes, go to cafe.com, keyword movie.
How long are you going to talk?
Long time.
Raise your hand.
Yeah, this.
It's a great song.
Will you play this at my funeral so I don't have to hear it?
Well, hopefully it's in the next week.
You'll be there.
That Grinch movie looks good, though.
What?
The new Grinch movie?
Oh, I thought you said Grease. If there was a new Grease movie, Hawk and I would know about it.
Grease is an all-timer.
Oh, yeah.
Wait. What made you think of the Grinch movie?
I said that.
Oh, I wasn't listening.
Hawk, how much do you love the movie Grease?
I couldn't love it more.
Yeah, Grease bangs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
The modern day Grease is pitch perfect, and a lot of people argue with me.
No, he's right about that.
No, you're
right about that.
100%
right. You're right. And before Pitch Perfect, it was the High School Musical.
During Tommy's take, should we play some Grease cuts?
Yes. Oh,
you know what, dude? I like the way you think.
Why would you ruin my favorite segment of the week?
First of all, we like the song. Yeah. Second of all, we never want to see you happy.
Yeah.
God, am I married to you guys?
You wish.
No, you get laid more with Hockey and I.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah, we're sluts.
Yeah, we are, man. I'm all blown out.
Alan, we're on the air.
I keep forgetting.
Tommy, every week you listen to the Power Trip Morning Show, even when you're not on it, then you take notes in your phone, and then on Thursday mornings you recap the week that was. Go.
Wait. I can't find a Grease tune.
Good.
No.
No.
Oh, here we go.
There we go. Okay.
Get it done.
Last week, you guys, not we, heard that call out too, by the way.
It's adorable when you say we talked about this and we talked about that the day that you weren't here.
Okay, well, we were talking about circus peanuts.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. They look so good, but they suck hard. They are terrible. They should just make them chocolate covered with peanut butter in them.
Oh,
and then
good.
I thought, they already have those. Those are Reese's. So I could have not even wrote that note down, but thought it was relevant.
You know what? I like your idea, though. I like the shape of the circus
peanut.
Don't you?
And then it should be peanut butter flavor if it's a peanut, but it's not.
You know what, dude? You're a damned genius.
Thank you.
Yeah, you are. You're
that's
smart.
The most brilliant Tommy's take ever. Yellow, really? Yellow.
Oh, when she comes out the leather, and they're doing the old...
Hawk. Yeah, when she's got her thumbs. Hawk. Oh, yeah, look at him go! Oh,
God.
Look at
you. How many times, Hockey, did you find yourself?
Oh, dude, yeah, are you kidding me?
You know, every time you go in a funhouse at the State Fair, you reenact this scene.
I always really liked the meme when the smoke that thought she was pregnant.
Of course. You love shocking.
Rizzo. I like Rizzo, man.
She'll do what you want.
Rizzo blank.
Oh, yeah.
You know she blank.
Was she hooked up with Kinnicky, too?
That's what I'm saying. A hickey from Kinnicky.
Kinnicky's a grease ball.
It's like a Hallmark card.
Condom's broken.
Yeah, of course it is.
I got it in the second grade.
I think Rizzo's.
Yeah, I think Hockey and Kinnicky have a lot in common.
Yes. We don't even dare.
We care a lot.
We
man.
Care a lot about that.
Tommy, what's next?
Wonderful Life. It's a Wonderful Life. Brought it up. Every time I hear it, I love bringing it up. Best Christmas movie, hands down.
Thank you.
Chris, you said that.
Yes, I did. You're so right. It's
number
wonderful.
Two is Die Hard. And I know there's a big skepticism about it.
Yep. Yes, there was. There is. And there was. Yes. Yep.
Yeah, but Die Hard's best. And then, Core, I have a bet for you.
I'm listening.
Remember you do core versus four, right?
Mm-hmm.
For the NFL?
Mm-hmm.
But right now it's pretty sketchy in the NFL. Any way you do five teams?
No.
No.
Hmm.
No.
No? That's too much?
I might not even do four at this point. Because it's starting to narrow. It's four, you're in pretty good shape.
Four?
I do two.
I have four, if you want to do it.
You do have four.
Give me the four and then let me think about it.
Okay, Patriots, Saints, Rams, Chiefs.
I mean, those are the obvious four.
Patriots. Saints.
Rams. I want to throw Panthers in there, though.
Yeah, Panthers are my favorite right now.
Yeah, I can't give you those four, and I definitely can't give you those five.
If you take the Chiefs and the Patriots,
okay,
you're pretty good shape.
And then, what's his name? Old Four Fingers?
Kevin McDermott.
Yeah, Kevin. Yeah. He brought up on Monday.
Old Four Fingers?
I wasn't trying to be mean.
No.
Unfortunately, he had way more finger than I expected when we saw him in person.
How many times have you said that?
Right.
Mm.
I mean,
Friday night.
I'm going to say something that sounds offensive, but it's not.
Oh, boy.
It almost looked like an entire finger.
Mm.
Really?
Yeah. I was so disappointed because the pictures were train wreckage.
Yeah, really. Terrific. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, Meat Sauce rode his Red Dead Redemption horse right into a train, and Kevin's finger was what was left.
Okay.
Then you see it in person, you're like, oh, God, you're just a normal person. Damn it. That looks fine. I wanted it to be so much worse. It looks fine.
Well, he brought up on Monday, he had a pretty good question to you guys. It was, what's the best person, worst concert or something?
Yeah. Biggest name concert that sucked.
And this really pains to... It hurts me to say it because I love him so much. No, Cougs. John Cougar Mellencamp.
Oh, no, really?
He came to the Northrop here at Minnesota, and I still had my apartment then, so we got drunk as hell.
Mm-hmm. Right, good.
And went to it, and he did an acoustic set of his nowadays songs.
Oh, boy.
And the only thing that he played that I knew was Cherry Bomb at the end, and obviously I loved it. That was his encore.
Yeah.
So I pretty much forgave him for the whole show. But... Man,
he played no hits other than that.
Yeah, zero there, hits.
I have
what?
Some.
That's Van Morrison's move.
I have some insight into this.
Oh,
it,
no.
If you hire him to play a show, like you own a show and you have to hire him to play it, you have to pay him, and you have to indicate in the contract that he must play his hits.
Yikes!
Oh. Why is he so crabby?
I don't know.
And you think he'd be the coolest guy ever?
Yeah, I know. I don't. I'll never meet him because he's my favorite ever. Yeah. And I'm
who's the fiddle guy? You know that
Nick.
Yeah, he played with him, and he was like, basically, you stand here, you don't move. That was it.
Oh, dude, it's the worst than that, Tommy. Do you know this story?
Uh-uh.
So Nick Hoffman played fiddle for Kenny Chesney, and they were doing one of those crossroads things.
Yeah.
And he was super excited, and Mellencamp walked in, and they rehearsed a bit, and then he walked over to him during a break and said, I just got to tell you, I'm a huge fan. It's so great to meet you. And John looked at him and then turned to the room and said, who told this MRF where he could talk to me?
Are you kidding?
Yeah,
he's pretty bad.
It's the worst. It breaks my heart.
I don't like hearing that because I love him so much.
I know. It breaks my heart. I'm with you.
I'm going to start doing that around here.
Is that right?
To whoever I don't want to talk to. Especially like if a sales guy comes up and is like, hey, I have a sweet new idea. I'm just going to find the nearest boss.
F off.
And say, who the F told this MF-er that he could talk to me? And even if the guy or guy's like, no, but I'm trying to get you paid, I'll go, yeah, great, but don't talk to me.
Right.
Just email me or talk to my agent that I don't have. Sorry, Dark Star. Keep going.
Stand-up wipers. I don't know why that was that a...
That was me. I'm a stand-up wiper.
Yeah, so am I.
That's when I found the turd.
I don't get that.
My arms are too small.
Wait a minute, why didn't you stand up for me the other day?
You guys have to sit down and...
What do you mean? I said on the show that I was.
Did a stand-up wiper?
I said that.
He never said that.
Yes, I did.
Everybody roundly criticized me for being a stand-up wiper.
No, I said I was.
I don't get that. That's so much
But then
effort.
when they bombed on you and didn't hear me, I stayed in the background because it was nice to see somebody else get made fun of.
Yeah, good point. I
feel that doesn't make sense. No, standing up.
You should play this cut again.
I have three times.
So just to clarify, a guy who stands outside of the shower and pees into it, mm-hmm, despite having the toilet right to his left, is confused by somebody standing up to wipe.
Yeah, when you can just cup them.
Jesus.
And then wipe. That's all you need to do.
Hmm. Well,
why wouldn't you just pee into a toilet?
Yeah, like a human.
The bathtub's right there. Yeah, it all goes the same place.
Yeah, I don't blame you for that.
Yeah, I pee in the shower.
And then, everyone. Is the old Santa Fe 80 or whatever that song is?
Great bit.
Not a bad song.
It's a great song.
Kind of a good song.
It's a brilliant.
It was building on me when you get playing it. I kind of like it.
So, you can't help but sing it.
Yeah, and again, I knew something was up because Chris said before the break I was going to like a country song, and I'm like, no chance.
Yeah, right.
So when this started... This, in my head, I go, this is atrocious. Because I hate the sound of this already.
Just like
but what a great bit.
It sounds great right now.
Yeah.
I like it.
I'm still parked out by the lake.
Brilliant.
80 miles from Santa Fe. And I'm sitting here just parked out by the lake.
He's got a good voice.
Oh, yeah.
He does.
If you're wondering where I park, I'm out parked by the lake. It's the lake that's 80 miles from San
Francisco. It's so good.
It's so good.
I'm parked out by the lake, 80 miles from Santa Fe. It's the lake that's parked where I'm at, out by the lake. And this lake is where I'm parked, 80 miles from Santa Fe.
To me, again, that's the line that steals the whole bit to me. Is,
genius.
If you're wondering where I parked, why would anybody care where you're parked?
It's such a good bit.
It reminds me of the Jimmy Fallon bit when they did the old time rock and roll.
Where you take those
old records off the shelf and you put those old records back on the shelf and they just loop that for about 3 minutes straight.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great bit, too.
If you're wondering what this is, it's a spoof song, obviously, called Parked by the Lake.
I don't know if it's obvious.
A guy named Dan Summerwind, and the only way you can find it, the only place you can find it is on YouTube.
Is that his real name?
I don't know.
No. When you first started this and I looked at Corey and he had that look on his face and I'm like, where's this going? Why would it be like this?
Clearly, I would hate this otherwise.
Then when it started repeating itself.
Yeah.
A couple more.
Go for it.
Couple more.
You got time?
The pre-concert for the Super Bowl sounds lit. Sounds way better than
I got an update. We'll talk about that when we come back.
Wales.
On that.
And Sauce, this is a huge compliment to you. So Tuesday, Carly was talking. She said she'd float on water and Jason would sink. And she was feeling bad about herself. And then you... Later, the hits. Best line I've heard in a long time on air. You go, because you're an angel. It's like, that's Sauce. It's feeling it.
There's not a more charming human being in the building.
See, play the hits. Keep it going. Yeah, exactly.
No one more humble either. Just ask him.
And then this is just a question for Carly. She can answer next Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Can you please host a party at your house when you are not pregnant? We can all drink together.
We should have a holiday party at Corey's.
Or Corey's.
We've done it the last 2 years. Why would we not do it again?
Yeah.
We did?
It's not technically a holiday party, but we always do it right after the season ends because then our football schedules are not
those
a part
are the
of
best.
It.
Remember,
Lieber's available,
story
we're
time.
Available.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Can I get point eight?
And then, Bailey's is so good with coffee.
Oh.
I absolutely love it around the Christmas time.
Yeah,
Bailey's is great without coffee, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Rum chata, I almost like better.
I'm with you.
I love rum chata.
I'm more of a rum chata guy.
Me too. Yeah. I am too. And then I would just like, what are your guys' favorite Christmas presents ever? Because mine ever, and it stands out, is N64. It was the best Christmas of all time.
Mm.
If you guys can think about it.
Sega.
So it's probably the same thing. Same thing.
Well, every day was Christmas for the Lambert family.
My favorite when I'm almost positive I was 5 years old. And then I was legally adopted.
So my papers came in.
That's so sweet. I'm glad
you haven't seen your mom or dad since?
Birth dad.
Oh, is that right?
You don't know
my
where
bio
it is.
Dad. No, he left us when I was five.
Did he see your fishy lips and was like, ah?
Yeah. Well, I mean, technically they would have been his, right?
Mm.
Same DNA.
Yeah.
Same genes.
When I was really pretty little, we lived way out in the country, and you could see the like this curve on Highway 47 from this house. And I remember my grandma and Glenn, her husband at the time, third or fourth, I can't remember. Anyway, coming around the corner, you could see him all the way from the house, and on the roof was a giant, giant present. I mean, it was enormous. It took up the whole roof of the station wagon. And my brother and I were like, oh, my God.
Yeah,
and it turned out to be an air hockey table. So that's the one that I remember. The
that's
best.
Pretty good.
That was the
Christmas
best.
Christmas is the best.
Christmas is the best.
I don't care how old you are.
I'm with you, man.
No.
Yeah.
We're listening already at home.
Damn right you are.
We just put it
we
on the
We should play
background.
Some Christmas tunes soon, Hoggs.
Out by the lake, man. You know? We should get. We park our trucks.
God,
by
I
the
was
lake.
Wondering where you were parked.
I'm parked by the lake.
Where are you parked?
You know the one from 80 miles from Santa Fe? That one?
Wild news is next, and then what really matters? This is the Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan.
Good morning, 6:44, Thursday, November 8th, it's the Power Trip Morning Show. If you missed Tommy's takes, well, you missed a lot, and I wish that you had seen him doing the grease dance where he put his,
oh,
his
sure.
thumbs through his
You can see it in Las Vegas
loops.
In March.
Yeah,
When we're in Las Vegas in March, the Wild play there on Friday night. It's going to be awesome. March 29th.
That's a great segue.
It's time for Wild News, presented by Captain Morgan.
Not a lot of wild news. We're not exactly sure how healthy Eric Staal is. Remember, he sat out a couple of days ago because he was sick. But the Wild are at the Kings tonight at 9:30, right here on The Fan, your home for Minnesota Wild hockey. The Wild are 8-4-2. The Kings are 5-8-1.
9:30 p.m.
9:30.
Wow.
That's your Wild news presented by Captain Morgan. There's really not a lot going
on.
That's
so late.
Thanks, Captain Morgan.
Yeah, thank you, Captain.
What really matters? I read scores and stats around the world of sports, and in between, Chris will change your life with something else. Ready?
I think so.
The Vikings claimed running back Amir Abdullah off of waivers. He was the Lions' leading rusher last season. Former second-round pick, he had one carry, 1 yard this year for the Lions. They have 90 running backs in Detroit. Kerryon Johnson, LeGarrette Blount, Theo Riddick. Amir Abdullah out the door. He's on the Vikings now. In doing so, the Vikings waived running back Rock Thomas.
Yep.
We'll talk to Ben Lieber about it next segment, but for now, what really matters is this.
I like the Rock.
Me too.
Yeah.
He gone.
Hey, just that quickly, the MMA fight in Japan for Floyd Mayweather on New Year's Eve, not going to happen. I don't know what changed. He realized he can't kickbox probably.
Right, that he was going to get his ass kicked.
Yeah, so he decided not to do it.
That sucks.
I would have probably paid for that.
100%.
Just to watch him get beat up.
Sure.
Yeah, I'd come over and watch it.
Hey, good. Thank you.
Thanks for the invite.
I mean, I need a ride. Yeah.
The Lakers won 114-110 over the Timberwolves. The Wolves fall to 0-7 on the road. Derrick Rose, 31 points in the loss. Up next at the Kings Rose tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. What really matters is this.
Great point. The Patriots, you're familiar with the football team, the Patriots. They had to make their team-issued shorts ugly because players kept stealing them. Apparently they got ugly shorts.
Hmm.
I don't know.
That's weird.
Yeah, it's weird.
Aren't they theirs to keep?
I would think. I always assume that they can have whatever they want. Hell, I just take whatever I want when I'm down there.
Yeah, I always told myself if I were to like try out back in the day, I would just steal everything I got.
Absolutely.
You know, that's what I did with the Ghosts. I have so much stuff at home.
Any regrets at all not trying to go to the NFL Combine or not trying to get drafted?
No, I actually get that question quite often.
No regrets.
No. I'm pretty happy where I'm at.
Even if you had played in the league for a year or two before your career ended, what if you just made it a year?
Yeah. That'd be cool.
No regrets playing 1 year in the NFL?
No, because like when I got to the U, that was my lifelong dream. That was kind of pretty much it.
So now you don't care. You're free. The rest of your life is a free roll.
Your mom's awesome.
And then seeing Eddie and Mikey partying all the time that year I had play football.
Oh, yeah.
And then Eddie lost all the weight. He started feeling really good.
Yeah.
It was tough. And then I did that. It was great.
Hey, no regrets.
No regrets.
None.
Okay. Thursday night football, Carolina at Pittsburgh, 7:20 tonight. Carolina's 6-2. The Pittsburgh Steelers are 5-2-1. Both teams red hot. Pittsburgh has won 4 straight. Panthers have won 3 straight. What really matters is this.
Red Dead Redemption. Based back in the Old West. Probably not quite this old, but still, you'll get my point. In 1830, the average American drank 3 times more alcohol in a year than the average American does today.
No. That's a lot.
They partied.
Yeah.
No way.
They partied.
They had nothing to do.
They partied. Why wouldn't you, man? You're like, it's not the future yet.
Didn't that alcohol suck, too? It probably tasted terrible.
Yeah, moonshine.
Yeah, but they didn't know. You know, they'd never had the wonder of American honey.
Yeah.
You know?
Man.
And they all had chlamydia.
They all had what?
Chlamydia.
Oh.
What did you just say?
Blats.
Oh, you've never heard of blats?
No.
Oh.
What is it?
You've never lived.
It's a beer?
It's a beer.
Yeah.
I believe it is technically a beer.
What is it?
It's a beer,
technically.
What is it, like a Zima?
Oh, no. No, it's a beer. It's just a really cheap beer.
Like, how much is the minimum you're willing to pay for a beer?
Anything.
Like a dollar, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should pay less for this.
Hmm?
Is it, Blatt?
Blatt's, B-L-A-T-Z.
I'm not judging beer here. I drink anything.
Yeah, yeah.
You ain't lived.
Is it like Red Dog or whatever that stuff is?
Now you're talking.
Is that a Natty Ice? Oh, that stuff's great. Hams special, you get 30 for like $14.
Dez Bryant agreed to a 1-year deal with the Saints. No word yet on his salary. I haven't seen that if they released it. But 30 years old, Dez Bryant sat out most of the year, of course. But now he's joining the Saints, and the Saints are at the Dallas Cowboys week 13 on Thursday Night Football.
I think they're not.
What really matters is the following.
The smell of chocolate increases theta brain waves, which triggers relaxation. Just smelling it.
Is chocolate and peanut butter your guys' favorite combo for chocolate?
Yeah. What else would there be?
Well, let me think of this.
A lot of stuff out there.
What about chocolate and human flesh?
That's weird,
Jeffrey. I like chocolate and Cool Whip.
Oh,
Cool Whip. Yeah, man. But I do like chocolate and peanut butter in the right measurement. That's why I think Mr. Reese was so genius. He got the measurements completely right.
He did.
It's the right amount in a Reese cup.
Oh, you love
Reese
cups.
You guys like Reese's Pieces better or peanut butter M&M's?
Reese's Pieces.
Reese's Pieces.
Yeah, peanut butter M&M's. Now, peanut butter M&M's?
Yeah, the red bag.
Are phenomenal. Did you say peanut butter or peanut?
Peanut butter, it's melted peanut already. Butter. The red bag. That is, those are my favorite.
Yeah, I like them. Not as much as
I'll take any of them.
Those are tied at the top for the top three that I can't pick from there.
Hmm.
Tough call.
It is. It is, man.
My turn?
Pizza, go to a movie, giant popcorn, giant Diet Coke, Reese's Pieces. That's all
you ever
I need
pour
in life.
Pour it in there?
No, I don't waste those. I know it all becomes poopy, but I like to eat them separately.
How good is pizza sound?
Pizza always, and it tastes even better.
Yeah.
Did you get your tacos yesterday, Hans?
No, I didn't. In a number of ways, I missed out on tacos yesterday.
Went to Taco Bell on Sunday.
Oh, no.
And I hadn't had Taco Bell in like 7-8 months.
Oh.
Old Bay and I spent about $34.
And two of that was hers.
Yeah. She had like one thing. She had a, what is that called? Cheesy gordita.
Oh.
Man, I could live on Taco Bell. Well, I think I like BK a little better.
Is that right?
Yeah, they all will.
I grew up. Yeah, they do. You can't go wrong with
that. I'm going Taco John's if I got a chance.
TJ's? Yeah. I would only go to TJ's strictly for the potato Olays.
Look at this bonus Ben Lieber. He's here.
I'm Ben Lieber. Ooh, thank you for that.
Ben, your beard looks good.
Bryce Harper rejected a 10-year, $300 million offer from the Washington Nationals, according to the Washington Post. That deal had no opt-outs. Doesn't matter. He is looking for more like $400 million. What really matters is this.
Your brain releases so much dopamine during the big O's that a brain scan resembles that of somebody on heroin.
Oh.
So then what happens when you have a big O while you're on heroin?
Oh, my God.
Do you malfunction?
I don't know, sauce?
I've never done heroin. I don't
That's
like
not it. True.
I've never done heroin.
That's not what you told us last week.
Yeah, that's what mean. Said. I've never done heroin. I don't like needles.
Do you know a guy?
To get heroin?
Yeah.
I mean, I could make a couple of phone calls.
He literally
maybe.
Goes through his list.
Yeah, maybe. It may take a while, but I'm sure I could track it down.
Ben Lieber joins
next. Hi, buddy boy.
No Justin Kanzemius today. I wonder why. Not a coincidence, Tommy, that Fargo Flash is taking the week off.
No, we're fine.
Okay.
Yeah. We're in some tough waters right now. Just put your oar in. We're fine.
As Creasel has posted on Twitter multiple times, that ship has plenty of holes in it. It's definitely sinking.
Guys, we're fine.
Okay. Mm. Fan 5 is next. Ben Lieber, this is the Power Trip. Morning Show on the Fan.
Good morning, everybody. 7 a.m. almost on the dot in 2, in 1, and now. 7 a.m. Thursday, November 8th. Little Leopold and his fiction. I was just reading an article about the former athletes who have run for office. I had either not known this and forgotten, but Napoleon Harris, 39-year-old former NFL linebacker for your Vikings.
Was part of the Randy Moss deal.
Yeah. Oakland, right?
Yeah.
He won re-election as a Democratic member of the Illinois State Senate.
Northwestern alum?
That is correct.
Nice pull, Paul.
I was not aware of that. Napoleon Harris, I remember that guy.
Ben, you must. Do you play with him?
I did.
Yeah, you overlapped with him, right?
Napo.
Napo, I forgot Napo. That was his nickname, Napo.
Oh.
So yeah. He was here before you, correct? Did he get here before you, a year or two before you?
He got here probably, yeah, maybe a year before I got here. And then he was here. We were together for just a year.
Good dude?
Yeah, really good dude.
Smart guy, too?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, it's funny because we had a conversation, I think, a few weeks after he won the first election. And then if you guys remember, he was, was he delivering pizzas or something?
Oh.
He fought off two robbers at a house. He was like...
I remember them.
Yeah. He was the owner of the pizza place or something like that?
Yeah, he was owner of the pizza place. And I think it was that he let the driver or the delivery guy... take that shift off or something, because I think he knew, he's like, it's late at night, like, listen, I got it, like, I'm just gonna take it because I'm going that way or something. And so he was delivering pizzas for his own pizza company, and two guys came up from behind him as he's standing on the doorstep to rob him, and he beat the crap
wow, so great.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Yeah, good job.
Yeah, wrong guy to pick on. I mean, Napo's 6'3 and, you know, all of 250 240, so mm-hmm. like, then he can throw those fists.
Nice.
Well, Cor, you got me in trouble. What? Remember you just asked me if I regret not going?
Sure.
Old Bay goes, did you forget anything of what you did the year after?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean.
Met her?
Yeah. Well, that goes without saying. We all assumed.
We all knew that was the case. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Boy. Yeah. I mean. Yeah. Nobody's eyes light up when they talk about their old bae like yours light up when you talk about your old bae.
Your pants fly off like you're wearing tearaway pants about to go into a basketball.
Yeah, that's why I'm always mentioning your name.
But the way the butterfly effect works, Tommy, is if you had decided to go into the NFL, at least try out, you would have met some other old bae.
That's not true.
And then that old bae would be like, isn't it awesome that you at least tried out because now you're with me?
No, everything happens for a reason, and meeting her is more important than an NFL career.
That's right.
And you know what? You would have met some old bae when you're in the league, and you'd be like, does she like me for me?
She does not.
Yeah.
Right. She probably doesn't. She likes me for the NFL money.
And if you'd gone to the NFL, you still would have had your man tees.
Correct.
No one likes man tees.
Yes. No one likes them. Still dealing with them.
I like manatees.
Why'd you look at me?
Oh, hell yeah!
Yes!
This song wails. Oh.
This song's awesome.
Oh, hell yeah.
This song bangs.
When he talks about what he was going to do to her and he said, now I'm because I got high. Brilliant.
Great line.
Oh.
Let's talk politics. A lot of us voted a couple days ago, including Sauce. Good for you, Paul.
God, I've gotten so high to this song.
Tommy, did you vote?
Yeah.
You did. Good for you. Michigan, now the 10th state to legalize recreational marijuana. It passed.
I'm sorry, which
Hell
one?
Yeah.
Michigan.
Is that right?
Michigan, the 10th state. Yeah. 56% voted yes. That was enough. North Dakota did not legalize recreational marijuana. 64% of Americans support legalizing marijuana in some form, but North Dakota said no thank you. Almost 60% went thumbs down. But then Utah voted yes for medicinal marijuana, as did Missouri.
Good for them.
So Missouri, Utah, and Michigan jumped on the weed bandwagon. Michigan, recreationally.
I'm telling you, it's been a life changer for me.
Is that right?
It is.
That's awesome, man. I'm glad to hear it. I it should be available to everybody. Awesome.
It's going to be. I don't know why we're wasting time voting for the next 15 years. Just put it nationally. Did we pass, at a federal level.
Do we pass sports betting yet?
We're getting there.
Oh. No, do we have legal marijuana?
No, because just like sports betting, Minnesota is not a leader. We're followers. So as I've predicted from day one, we'll be about the 24th or 25th state to legalize sports betting. Delaware beat us. And it'll be the exact same thing with weed. We'll be right in the middle because we're passive aggressive, right? We don't want to be first. We're definitely not going to be last.
Yeah.
There's 10 states have legalized recreational marijuana. We're 14, 15 away.
Man.
Just be
when
patient.
This song came out. Huh. So truthfully, when the doctor told me, he's like, listen, in about 2 to 3 weeks, you're going to feel like you've never felt before. I go, yeah, right. It's kind of like, that's too bold of a statement, right?
Yeah.
Well, about 2 to 3 weeks later, haven't had knee pain since.
Genius.
Really?
Joints feel great.
Hawk, why don't you do it?
Body feels awesome.
Yeah, but you're ruining society.
Yeah.
Is it medicinal? Well, how do you get it?
It's medicinal.
Yeah.
Is it a pill form?
I take a pill form. I don't like the vape form. I don't like, I would rather just take the pill. It's easier.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just take a pill every day. That's it.
So how long after you started medicinal marijuana did you start doing heroin and ecstasy and cocaine? Because medicinal marijuana is a gateway.
Yeah, you know what? I haven't approached that gate yet.
Let's see your arms. Do you have track marks?
I have not seen that gate at all. So that doorway has never been presented to me, nor am I seeking out a doorway to anything else. It's amazing, right?
Well, you're just part of the downfall of American society. So thanks.
Is there any knock that side effect over that you're experiencing?
You definitely have to tweak it a little bit because I was, they give you like a starter pack of like green, yellow, and red having the most THC, and green having nothing but CBD oil. I have found that my body reacts better to just like no THC. Like I just don't handle THC very well.
And that's the stuff that gets you high, right?
And that's the stuff that gets you high.
Right.
So it's all just CBD oil for me from the actual medical marijuana cannabis plant.
Asking for a friend, did you throw those other ones away?
Yeah, somebody who I think was here yesterday might need them.
I don't think
No, I still have them.
Gotcha.
I will say that the red that I got is in a vape form, and if you need to sleep, yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Paul, Dave Matthews just released their 2019 tour. They did. Tour dates go as follows. Detroit, Pontiac, back to Detroit, back to Pontiac, back to Detroit. They're just going to basically camp out in Michigan for 9 months.
Breaking news?
Yeah.
Where Dave goes, weed follows.
Dave.
My brother doesn't smoke weed. I'm going
to see him even with that bandana?
Maybe. No, he doesn't. I'm going to see him in Boston. Where's that state?
Well, I'm glad that's working for you, man.
Yeah, that is cool, Ben.
Yeah. I need a doctor that'll prescribe that for me.
I have one.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Good, because my knee. Jeez Louise.
I tell you what, man. It is... the one thing I will say that, to your point, Corey, is that Minnesota's followers and all that stuff, they've kind of got it right. Like they do it in a right way. It doesn't feel like anything illegal. It feels like you're going into a doctor's office. Like at least the place I go through MinMed, it's all very professional. Like everybody's a pharmacist. Everybody is like they're all credited. You're sitting down with somebody that's very knowledgeable, and it's I don't know. There's I like the fact that they're keeping it very professional. I do wonder. I do think it's good that the state is taking a step back and saying, like, before we go bonkers with this thing. Like, we understand that the revenue could be there, but let's do it in a smart way that's not just mass chaos. So I don't know. I kind of
do it right.
Yeah, in this way, I feel like they're doing it right.
Sure,
good.
As long as it, the end game is where we all think it should go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. A stupid question. Bear with me. Is medicinal marijuana legal for athletes, or will they get popped in their test?
They'd probably get popped in their test, and I think that's where. And I'm not as knowledgeable. I'd love to go down that rabbit hole of figuring out can athletes take at least what I'm taking, just the pure CBD, and not get popped for any tests? Because if that's the case, then I would much rather prescribe that than
opioids.
Well, not even the opioids. It's the anti-inflammatories that we take. Like whole reason I had to go through the food testing and all that stuff is because I had leaky gut, and my leaky gut was caused by years and years and years of anti-inflammatories. Like, Tommy, I don't know how you guys did it at the U, but I mean, you're on a prescription anti-inflammatory I was on one for over 10 years on almost like a daily basis.
Can I ask you, I'm being honest, I don't even know what that means. What can you buy anti-inflammatories over the counter?
Well, you can in ibuprofen, Aleve, those are all non-steroidal anti-inflammatories.
Oh, okay, all right.
But I was, you know, we'd get Toradol injections on Sundays. I was on Indocin, Mobic, all sorts of stuff. Just to feel like you could go out and practice the next day.
Eddie took Toradol before every practice, lift, everything. He needed to. He couldn't feel his body. And now his stomach's messed up because of it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I would say the CBD is better for a daily anti-inflammatory effect as opposed to like a painkiller.
Wow.
So that's why I would like to see if that's possible. Because if that's possible that they could pass a drug test and they're just taking CBD, then my God, it'd be the easiest, cheapest thing for professional athletes to do, and it's so much healthier for you.
Yeah, yeah.
What, you mean, go to weed college?
Wow, that's really something, man. That's really something. That seems
4 years just for weed? Damn!
Obvious.
I know. That's the thing. It seems so obvious.
Ben, can I just say one thing to you? I like how honest you are.
Oh, thank you.
I agree.
Like
not a lot of people would just go out and say stuff
say
like that.
I like how honest you are. I mean, I don't think a lot of people would admit that. I like that about you.
Admit what part, though?
I don't know. I wasn't really listening, but I like how honest you are. Well,
medicinal marijuana is legal in Minnesota.
No, I'm
not doing anything illegal.
I see what he's saying.
But a lot
there's
of people wouldn't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there are people who, there may be people in this building that use it for something. Yeah. They're not going to just...
What Ben's saying is that's part of the stigma. There should be no evil attached to medicinal marijuana.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm glad that
I know exactly what you're saying. That it's 20 years ago would have been ridiculous to go on the air and be like, "Yeah, I'm doing weed. What's the big deal? Yeah.
What are you going to do?"
But that's Ben's whole point. Is it's professional, it's legal, it's clean. There's no reason somebody can't say, "I'm using it. It's awesome. Go for it."
Well, and I think that's where. Nationally, that there's a big problem with medicinal marijuana is that the people that are advocating for it, unfortunately, are the people that give you that stereotype. So if the medicinal marijuana supporters are going to Capitol Hill, or at least in St. Paul, and protesting, well, it's the long-haired hippies that look like they just want to smoke weed.
Right.
Well, in reality, it's the person that has cancer that needs it.
Yeah.
It's your everyday person that has pain.
Seizures.
Seizures, absolutely. Epilepsy, kids. You know, that's the face. That's truly the face of medicinal marijuana. Not the long-haired Rastafarian that everybody thinks like, oh, what a dirtbag, you know, just want to smoke weed all the time. No. It's actually like people that are sick.
Yeah, you watch these protests and everybody's wearing 311 and Dave Matthews shirts. Yeah. Losers.
Buffalo, so great point.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
This will be the shortest Fan 5 of all time, but it'll include gambling.
Oh, yes.
We were talking about Danielle Hunter, or as Mike Zimmer calls him, Danelle.
Go see it.
Odds Shark posted odds for NFL Defensive Player of the Year. Ben, how many guys right now have better odds than Danielle Hunter to win NFL Defensive Player of the Year? How many guys have better odds?
Five.
Name them.
I wish I could.
I'm going to say two.
Donald.
Yep.
Aaron Donald is the overall favorite. He's minus 250. That's a big time favorite.
And Khalil
J.J. Watt.
J.J. Watt is second at plus 400. Khalil Mack is plus 450. Those are the only three.
Oh, really?
There's four. There are four guys.
Nice job,
how about this for odds, by the way? There are four guys at 20 to 1, so plus 2,000, and Danielle Hunter is one of them. You bet $100 if Danielle Hunter wins, you win $2,000.
Let's go take that bet.
Let's go do it.
Yeah.
That's why not? Yeah, how is that right?
I don't know.
It is, though. He's 20 to 1. Aaron Donald -250.
Khalil's been hurt.
See, the thing that drives me crazy about this, I feel like this is going to be a Heisman situation where at the end of the season, Danielle could probably have the stats to do it, right. But they're going to be like, well, he's
not Aaron Donald.
He's not Aaron Donald. Yeah. He's not
in LA.
He's not a Watt brother. You know, like he doesn't. He's not Khalil Mack. Right. Like it'd be weird. Like Danielle Hunter. That
yeah.
You know, maybe next year when he establishes himself.
But what if he does finish number one in sacks or even threatens or approaches the sack record and has another touchdown or something?
Away?
What is he, about 11 or so away? What does he have, 11 and a half or 10 and a half?
I think it's 10, 10 and a half, I think.
And the record's 22-ish?
It's a 22 and a half.
22 and a half.
So he's halfway there, a little over halfway through the season.
It could happen.
Because the Vikes are what, 5-3-1? So they've played 9?
This is a dumb question. Did Jared Allen win it when he had 22?
No, I don't think he did.
If he isn't going to win it at 22.
Jared Allen had 22.
He had 22 2011.
You forget about that. What a freak.
He had 15.5, 14.5, 14.5, 11, 22.
Wow.
Was he weak? I heard he was weak. I've always heard he couldn't bench at all.
Well, I don't think he was he wasn't like a weight room freak. Yeah. Like if you looked at his body, like he wouldn't look like Danielle. Like Danielle's cut out of granite, right? Uh-huh. Like
he's a superhero.
It's crazy. Yeah. He is a superhero.
Yeah.
No, he just like got by with speed and leverage and technique.
Really?
Yeah. What year was that? Was that?
It was 2011. Core.
2011.
That's when I graduated high school.
That was Terrell Suggs won it that year. Calais Campbell won it last year. I forgot about that. Then Khalil Mack, then J.J. Watt. J.J. Watt again in 14. Robert Quinn in 2013. J.J. Watt in 2012.
Wait,
and then
Robert Quinn? If Robert Quinn
Robert
can win,
Quinn.
If he can win it, then...
Is that when he was in St. Louis?
Yes.
Yep.
And then I think
then Danielle can win it.
We should actually bet on it.
20 to 1. Yeah, Chris.
As we get a break, a hero of the day, Ventura County Sheriff Sergeant Ron Helas, died last night, a hero at the Borderline Bar and Grill in Thousand Oaks, California. In case you haven't heard, we had another
mass shooting
last night in California. Helas was among at least 12 killed when a gunman opened fire on the popular night spot for local college students outside Los Angeles. Helas, among the first law enforcement responders, entered the front door of the bar with a highway patrol officer. He was exchanging gunfire, was shot multiple times before the fellow officer could move him away. He died later of injuries. He'd been on the force for 29 years and was set to retire next year.
Yikes.
Wow.
God bless him, man. All of them. Jeez Louise. Power Trip Morning Show. We'll break. Come right back after this. Get back to the nonsense, but rest in peace, man.
You're listening to The Fan. I'm so high,
I can hear heaven. I don't do drugs, though. Just weed. I'm so high, I can hear heaven. Would you go to weed?
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Who was the NFL's leading rusher in 1983? You don't know?
Marcus Allen?
Walter Payton?
Carolina fixed the memory.
You just don't remember anymore, do you? It's too bad. Who's the big thighs? Earl Campbell.
Fixed the memory.
I don't remember.
Thighs. Earl Campbell, man. Man.
So somebody did tell me that on Twitter that if you're taking just CBD oil, it will not show up at all on a marijuana test.
Good.
Sweet.
Huh. Man, we got to get my father-in-law on that, huh? Sheesh.
Hey, before you get out of here, Tommy.
Yeah, yeah.
You had mentioned that you thought the pre-Super Bowl lineup sounded lit, as you said.
Yeah, it did.
Wait, who's the pre-Super Bowl lineup?
So remember when Maroon 5 got announced as the halftime show and people said,
rock.
Overwhelmingly, it was almost unanimous. It was basically Chris Hockey and Carly Zucker in one camp. And then the other camp was, this sucks.
But Ben,
I'm in.
Yeah, Sunday morning is an all-time best song ever.
Ben,
marijuana fixed the memory.
I'm telling you, you said, this sucks.
Maroon 5
sucks.
No, he did not say that. Right. He would not say
that. I remember. I'm not doing THC. Yeah,
me either.
The point is one of the main reasons people got upset, even though it's dumb, because historically the people that perform at halftime are not from the city that the halftime show is in. That's just not a thing. But for whatever reason, people were upset that Maroon 5 got picked for Atlanta, because Atlanta's got a pretty decent hip-hop culture. Mm-hmm. So they announced a couple days ago that Migos, Ludacris, and what? And Lil Jon.
Yeah.
President Trump forgot yesterday. Which was bizarre. That was a weird moment. We're going to do a pre-Super Bowl party. And then it got announced that the concert was about 4 days before the Super Bowl. So it's not like, day of, let's give them a spotlight. Right. It's 4 days before. Well, now the update, Tommy Olsen.
Yeah.
It's a three-day music festival. Migos, Ludacris, Aerosmith, Bruno Mars, Cardi B.
That's huge. Those are all headliners.
January 31st through Saturday, February 2nd,
that's
Groundhog
sick.
Day. So the days leading up to the Super Bowl. So I guess 4 days ahead of time, but it also then is 3 days leading right up to the Super Bowl. So day one is Ludacris, Migos, Lil Yachty.
Yeah.
Who the hell's that?
What?
And then
he sings I Spy. It's actually great.
Whatever the hell that is. And then a DJ set by Lil Jon. I don't know who that is. Who is that?
Is it Yachty or Yachty?
Yachty. Who's Lil Jon?
Lil Yachty.
Was he on The Apprentice?
Chris, is I Spy on there? Song I Spy. It's a good song.
Aerosmith headlines day two, and then Bruno Mars and Cardi B headline day three.
Cardi B's terrible.
No, Cardi B with Bruno. That's a show.
So remember last year when Cardi was here and singing, and I was like you, Sauce. I'm like, who the hell's Cardi B?
That's right when she was getting big.
Yeah, and now a year later, she's a headliner.
It's great. Good for her.
I'm just saying, like.
Yeah, good point. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I mean, how little I knew, though, at the time, even last year. I'm like,
listen to this.
This is Cardi B.
This is about 20 minutes from now, I'll be banging this while I'm doing some light power cleans.
So today's workout day?
Yeah. Living the glory days today.
Damn right.
It's legs today.
Getting after it, huh?
Well, I just do power cleans again, really light. Just like 135, 185, and just do the feel
standard,
again.
Sure.
I just feel good again. I feel
tight. Like it?
I love it. It just loosens my body up.
Yeah.
Get all pumped up.
More functionality stuff, but like, and then it tightens my lower stomach, so I don't have that pouch.
Yeah, you got to get rid of that pouch, man.
You do? Then you take a big dump, and then it's great.
Yeah. Dump it out, do those power cleans.
Yeah.
Eliminate the pouch. I like you. I prefer you pouchless.
It's a couple.
Right. So does Old Bay.
Power cleans are, you know, you do
whatever
the one
she
power
wants
clean,
to.
Yeah. Go to the bathroom, do the other power clean. Hopefully, then you go into the bathtub and do the power clean.
Yeah, on Red Dead Redemption. Did you hear about that, Ben?
No. Maybe.
I found out last because you're so high.
Yep.
That in Red Dead Redemption you can pay for a bath, the video game, and then like 5 seconds later a lady will come in and knock your Johnson around.
Service you, huh?
So all hockey's gonna do today is go take baths in that video game.
That's right. And I might go take a bath in real life too.
You're gonna be the cleanest cowboy on that game.
Here comes cowboy squeaky clean.
Do you guys have a hot tub at your house?
No.
Nope.
No.
My bathtub used to be one, but now, if you turn that on, the jets just shoot dirty water out. It's the grossest thing ever. Yeah. You got to use them over and over again, or they get dirty water.
Yeah.
Why do you ask, Tommy?
I hot tubbed last night by myself. Ooh. Day was over. No one was home yet. I was like, "Yeah, let's take a hot." Poured a nice little tequila. Went into the hot tub.
Yes.
Yeah.
Outdoor hot tub.
Outdoor hot tub. It was cold out.
Yep.
Man, it was nice.
Mm. Yeah, man.
No point to the story.
No,
nice.
I like it. Yeah. I like it.
I like it.
How long were you out there by yourself?
Probably a good 20
minutes.
I actually listened to a segment of yesterday's show out there.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, this song.
Yeah.
You know, you can burn like 250 calories just sitting in a hot tub.
That's what I heard. Emma.
Isn't it you shouldn't be in a hot tub for like more than 15 minutes?
Yeah. Was that the... Didn't Johnny Depp say that's how he basically got that character in Pirates of the Caribbean? He just sat in a sauna? Did you guys read that?
No.
Yeah, just sat in a sauna.
I love sauna, you know.
No.
I love
sauna. No, because if you do it in a public setting, there's always some old guy whose bag hangs out.
No, not in the... At Life,
you're thinking of a steam room.
Ours is a co-ed.
Is that the same thing?
No, sauna's dry. I like it. And then my face always looks skinnier because you sweat a little bit. Your cheekbones look better.
What's wrong with you?
I'm with him.
Thank you. So what was Obey doing while you were hot tubbing by yourself?
Still at work. Oh, no, she was at spin class. She did spin class last night. Hmm. Yeah. You guys ever done a spin class?
Once.
I can't help myself, Tommy. I have to say this. Forgive me, okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
She's a spinner?
She's a little spinner. She's a spinner, all right.
Okay.
She has dirty pop. No, but she said it was good. Worked your butt really well.
Butts. Sauce, your thoughts on butts?
Butts are sweet.
Speaking of butts, anybody seen Incredibles 2 yet? Elastigirl, absolutely thick.
Did you look that up, Hawk?
No, I don't look at that. You guys accuse me of the things you do yourselves.
Who out of the three of us likes cartoon porn, Corey?
Obviously, Corey does.
No, I've never seen it. I've seen Incredibles 2.
Who has seen it?
Chris. He hasn't watched Incredibles porn yet, but he will.
Oh, did you like Kazi's?
Yeah, by the way, Tommy and I switched.
Yes, Kazi's.
So Tommy and I switched basically secret bars.
Yeah, we did.
Because last week I went to a Kazi's in Stillwater.
Uh-huh.
I guess that's technically Stillwater, correct?
It is, yep.
To do that bit with Ryan Carter, and it was great. Mm-hmm. Guy was super nice. Place was packed. It was fun.
Yeah.
You were more in my neck of the woods. You went to Norman Quack's in Forest Lake.
So good.
That's my spot,
literally,
man.
One of the best bars I've ever... Like, the food is out of this world.
Norman Quack's. It kicks
Norman
ass.
Norman Quack's.
If you're going
that's
up there,
I've heard it's phenomenal.
It is. The onion rings were so good.
What did I tell you?
I paid so much money for some onion rings.
Yeah. And then the bread.
All the onions.
That's what you need to do, bread, Tommy. Man. With all of your travels for work.
Oh.
Blog.
You need to hit up, like... Do a diners, drive-ins, and dives for like Chubby.
You're the next
You could be guy.
Oh, yeah. God, that'd be great. I would love that.
Yeah, so plan out your trips and find like little hole in the wall places.
Right. Yeah.
And,
like, that could be my podcast.
That could be a bit.
Yeah.
That's your social deal.
Mikey's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tommy, let people see what you're eating on these long road trips.
I want to see what you're eating at these places. Like, find little hole in the wall places in small towns.
Yeah.
And talk about them.
Oh, great song.
Start with Quacks.
I'll talk to the locals because I have to do that for work.
Yeah.
And then I'll...
You're a man of the people.
Man, that'd be great.
I could see this being the intro music to Tommy walking into little restaurants. Hey, I'm Tommy.
Shake.
Check out the pouch.
I like that. That'd be kind of nice.
Look at the handbook.
That'd be so good.
It's a great idea.
Ben, that's a really good
idea. It's a great idea.
You can do this, Tommy.
You can do it.
You would have broken my heart if you said Quack sucked.
No, well, I would never. That butter they have for the bread.
All right. I like butter, and I like bread.
That's different. They make it homemade.
Oh, okay.
And then it's like the cinnamon butter stuff with honey in it, too.
Now we're talking.
I told you to get that cinnamon butter, man. See, I'm glad that somebody finally listens to me.
And I don't drink pop anymore, but I got a cherry Coke there.
Mm. Yeah, look at you. You were
really
dangerous.
It was anniversary weekend, so I was like, yeah.
So what is your next long trip?
Long one? Probably next week sometime I'll go up to Grand Rapids area.
So throw it out on Twitter and ask people on your ride up, like, what
great
places
idea.
Should I stop?
That's and then, a great
and then
idea.
You, and then you pick some spots to hit.
Yeah.
And just, like, give your review. Give a Tommy review.
Travels with Tommy.
Yeah. Tommy's Travels.
Yeah. We were onto something here, guys.
Or what's the...
Ben, thanks for the idea.
The guy who travels...
Anthony Bourdain.
And then goes to a town where he's, like, a giant. Is it...
Gulliver.
Hmm. Be like that.
What does that have to do with eating food?
How's that like that?
I wasn't listening.
Mm-hmm.
I do love diamond driving.
Can I say something?
Well, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. I will, Tommy's Travels. That could be something.
Okay, just record it on your phone, and then we'll podcast
that's
it.
Sweet.
Yeah, I'm in.
Sweet.
Well, have a good weekend, guys. Thank you.
See you, Tommy.
I'll see you next week.
See you, T.O.
Paul, your hand is up.
I have something on my computer that will derail Chris Hockey.
Well, don't show it to me after the show then.
Yeah, why won't you show it at 9 o'clock?
It'll derail you as well.
Okay.
Vikings news is next. And M Health are asking you to help raise awareness for men's health with your Movember mustache. Tweet a picture of your Movember stash and use hashtag #CampaignMHealth. Help a great cause. Plus, you'll be automatically registered for a shot at $50 off gameplay at Topgolf. MHealth.org for more information.
Thank you.
You're welcome, babe.
Yeah, no, when you guys see me on Monday, I will have one of those. Not handlebar mustache. What do you call those things with the mustache comes down and goes down like where your
beard? Michael Jordan mustache.
No.
You know when he was on the Hanes commercial on the airplane.
One of those mustaches. No.
Why? What's wrong with a Jordan mustache?
No. What's this called? Where it goes like this?
Fu Manchu.
Yeah. That's right. I will have that.
You should have.
I'm going to have my Movember stash.
Sweet man. I'm all for a good cause.
It is, man.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
Who are you talking to?
You, Chris.
Yeah, sure, great, baby.
What's this?
Oh, this is from Nordo's list of songs. It's Santa Gold.
It's terrible.
I kind of like it. I was listening to his list of songs. He had a bunch of things I'd never heard before.
When does he ever get to play his music?
It's great. That is a legitimate question. I don't have an answer for you.
Can you imagine if he played that 9 to noon?
No, I can't.
I would assume he would get killed.
Yeah, I don't know, killed. But
yeah, I don't know if he'd
probably
die.
He'd get the look. He also has Moby in here.
Moby is
old school Moby.
Moby sucks.
Hey. He has Interpol.
God, he has an awful taste in music. Somebody should have put him down. It's awful. I'd rather listen to my own eulogy.
What else would you rather do?
I'd rather listen to my heart being worked on while I was awake during open-heart surgery.
What else would you rather do than listen to Interpol?
I'd rather be backed over in a McDonald's drive-thru.
Thank you.
And that was Meat Sauce with What Else Would You Rather Do?
Here's something he has in his system that I do like.
It's time for Vikings News.
Touchdown!
Presented by
Redco
Truck Accessories Pro.
Real quick before we get to Vikings news, you remember right before the break, Sauce said he had something that would derail Chris from the rest of the show.
That's what he said.
Come over here, Augie.
No, I'm not doing it.
He found a Kate Upton Sports Illustrated swimsuit video from about a year ago.
It's like a lead story on Maxim.
I don't know why. It's an old video. That's so weird. But Hockey, right. It would derail you.
I'm not. I love you. I'll do it after the show.
I'll give you an American
9 o'clock.
Dollar.
No, I don't need an American dollar.
Two?
Ben, are you surprised that the Vikings claimed Amir Abdullah? Did you see that one coming?
A little bit. No, I did not see that one coming.
He was released by the Lions a couple days ago because they have Kerryon Johnson. They have LeGarrette Blount. They have Theo Riddick. No need for Amir Abdullah, apparently, in the special teams game. Not enough, at least, to keep him on roster, excuse me. But the Vikings claimed him off of waivers and released Rock Thomas.
I mean, I guess you can justify the idea that Rock and Mike Boone are basically the same type of player. Hmm. So if you're looking for something that's a little bit different, somebody that's a little bit more like Dalvin that at least can make people miss in the open field, then he would fit that bill. But I guess I didn't really think that we needed another.
So it's a second wave of Dalvin insurance in case he gets hurt again or can't
probably
stay healthy.
Yeah.
Plus, he's a special teams guy,
he's
at least a little bit.
Guy, yeah.
And to your point, if you have Rock Thomas and Mike Boone, and they both have so far zero NFL equity, right? They still have a lot to prove. Sounds like the Vikings are willing to gamble with Boone, but then add Abdullah in special teams because Mike Hughes is hurt. So it's a pretty low risk, high reward kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Why not?
But just definitely nothing that I thought was. I didn't think that they would like rush out to grab him,
right?
But clearly, they felt there was a need there.
And they have said there is interest in bringing back Rock Thomas if he goes unclaimed on the practice squad. So they're not.
Well, obviously they like him. I mean, he got carries this year.
Yeah,
he got carries ahead of Mike Boone, which we thought Mike Boone came out of training camp as the winner between the two. So clearly they like him.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, you got to make slight upgrades when you feel like you can.
He led the NFL as a rookie in kickoff returns. Did Amir Abdullah.
Did you watch him a lot in Nebraska or not? A little bit?
A little bit, yeah. I thought that he would have a better NFL career, at least early on. Because I liked how he could kind of slash. And, yeah, it just didn't work out for him in Detroit. But everybody, sometimes you need a new team.
Sure. Bye week, of course, for the Minnesota Vikings, so we don't really have press conferences to talk about. We don't have really injury reports to talk about. It's just the same old stuff. They're just off hanging out.
Gallivanting.
They're gallivanting.
That's a great word.
Man. I don't know what gallivanting is.
Well, that's what you do on your horse.
Oh,
in Red Dead Redemption.
What would you do on your horse, Aki?
I'd ride right over to get a bath.
I'm curious if Ben would like Red Dead.
Oh, I'd love it.
Yeah. Because you seem to really enjoy shooting people on the beach in Grand Theft Auto 5 for no reason.
Yeah.
The consequences seem more severe in this game for doing chaos. Do you guys sense that?
Oh, yeah, sure.
If you're not Grand Theft Auto guys, maybe you can't compare and contrast. You really can't just go into a town in Red Dead and just mess stuff up. There's pretty swift consequences if you do, pretty much.
Yeah, I mean,
Which, I don't know. I guess that it should be. Like, there was a point in time where I'm like, what is wrong with me when I'm playing Grand Theft Auto that... I'm just up on this hill sniping people, and the cops are trying to get me and all this stuff. And I'm like, it's kind of fun, but like, what the hell is wrong with me?
Nothing.
No.
Nothing is wrong with you.
Yeah, no, we're all looking at you.
Yeah.
Sauce is taking baths.
Think if we all played it like online, eventually when we can all play together online.
We're going to.
But every time we look for Hockey, he's just in the hotel taking
it out. Come on in here.
Hawk! You and I are on our steed all right, let's go rob this train.
Yeah. Where's Hawk?
There's just one horse with a saddle. We're like, where's Hockey? Anybody see Chris? Yeah. We all got our guns, right? Chris is taking another bath.
He's broke.
He comes out unbelievably tired.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm going to have to check out.
I'm so dehydrated.
I'm going to take a nap. If you want to rob this train in about 4 hours, we could probably do that.
Yeah, I'm wrinkled like a raisin. I've been in the water so much. I love that game, Ben.
We're going to have to do that. The three of us are going to have to go rob banks together. I'll probably shoot both of you in the back of the head, but
that's
still.
That's fine. That's fine. I don't care.
I can't wait.
You guys are going to be slowing me down.
Well, you're the one who'll be slow because we all go the same speed on horses.
Yeah, but I'm.
You'll be in the bath.
Johnny Clean Jeans.
You've already said you've run into trees and killed yourself. Oh, there's no way.
No.
So there's a mission where you have to steal something. Why am I admitting this? And you steal oil something.
This story's great.
It doesn't matter. Steal something, yeah.
I kept getting stuck between the trees, so I had to get out and jump off the cliff and kill myself so I could...
On a horse or just on feet?
Two horses.
You were on two different horses.
The carriage bit. Mm-hmm. You have to steal something and take it to a spot that's in the woods, and I kept getting stuck. Mm. But then when I did it again, I literally just take a sharp right and you waltz right in.
Yeah,
I'm not good at video games. It's fine.
Have you guys had to rescue the young lady off the back of the horse yet?
Yeah.
Yeah, I threw her into a tree, accidentally. Yeah.
I suddenly killed her, too.
I didn't mean to. I hit the wrong buttons all the time. I threw her right into a tree.
I threw her right into rocks.
Yeah, just terrible. I love it, but I'm not good at it.
I love that game.
Hey, Ben, do you know how many teams are already eliminated from the playoffs effectively?
In college football?
No, I'm sorry, in the NFL.
Oh, no.
Well, technically, nobody is mathematically out, but the key word he just used, effectively out, because it's less than 1%.
Right.
For a bunch of these teams. The Raiders are 1-7.
Yep.
Less than a 1% chance they come back and make it.
Giants are probably out.
The 2-6 Cardinals have a less than 1% chance. The 2-7 Niners have less than 1% chance, according to somebody that figured this out, 538.com. The 1-7 Giants, 1% chance. Buffalo Bills at 2-7. Cleveland Browns at 2-6-1. We'll talk about that in a second. The Jets at 3-6, and the Broncos even at 3-6 have a 2% chance.
Mm.
3-6 Broncos.
Mm. Yep.
My goodness.
Is Case Keenum their quarterback next season, Ben?
I don't think so.
Man,
I don't think so.
Did they have an opt out, or was it just 2 years and almost $40 million?
Wasn't it a 3-year deal?
I thought it was two.
I think they have an opt. I think they can opt out after this year.
Wasn't it something like, I thought it was $18 million a year. I thought it was 2 years, 36.
Oh, okay. Okay. That might be right.
But I wasn't sure if there was an opt out after one or if it was just 2 years, 36 and most of it was guaranteed.
I mean, they're looking for a new head coach, possibly. It sounds like they're the D coordinator. Joe Woods is on the hot seat as well.
Yeah, there's a potential out after this season.
For the team or for Case?
I think the team. Okay. It's a two-year 36. Yeah, you were right.
Back to that list of effectively being mathematically eliminated. Chris, the Cleveland Browns are 2-6-1, and we have a bet related to the Cleveland Browns.
We do, yeah. I'm screwed.
If they get to six wins, that's the over-under for us. If they get to six wins, you have to watch 2 hours of the World Series of Poker main event, and I have to get a psychic reading and not be mean to the psychic to his or her face.
Yeah, that's not fair.
That's six. If it goes under that, then you just have to watch poker. If it goes over that, then I just have to get the psychic reading.
Right.
They ain't getting four more wins.
I know.
And Ben, I know you were commenting on Twitter. What a disaster Hugh Jackson is and was with the Cleveland Browns.
My God.
Explain what you were tweeting about with when it comes to Hugh Jackson.
So he went on FS1's Undisputed yesterday, and he was talking about, they're talking about Baker Mayfield, and they're basically saying, like, you know, what sort of research and all that stuff did you do on Baker, and did you talk to Lincoln Riley in Oklahoma? And he basically is like, no, I didn't make any trips down to Oklahoma, didn't talk to Lincoln. He's like, we have you know, video equipment, and we have, you know, people within our organization, and I would, you know, I just, whenever I wanted, I could just go turn on and watch all of his plays and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, you're an idiot. Like, this guy's a Heisman Trophy winner. It would behoove any coach to take the number one overall draft pick and go talk to at least the coach that coached them to that level and just say, like, hey, dude, what makes him tick? You know, like, when he's having a down day, you know, how did you motivate him? Like, what is he like? What is he, you know, what sort of route concepts did work? You know, just general stuff that you want to know, like, how you're, anything that can give you an advantage on that player or that situation, you should take advantage of. But Hugh Jackson seems like such an egotistical maniac that he thinks he is the smartest guy, he can figure it out, and I've done this and I've done that. I'm like, you're just a tool, man.
Well, dude, I think you're being way too mean. In his tenure with the Browns, the dude won three games.
Yeah.
And you're acting like he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Three. How many games have you coached and been victorious?
And that's the thing, man.
Three. Were you not high during?
True. True.
Case closed.
But did you guys watch Hard Knocks, right?
Some of it.
I've never seen
it. I think I saw two episodes this year.
He was sort of like that, like, well, I'm the boss and I'm making decisions, so shut up. Like, that was kind of like how he'd say stuff.
That's why he didn't have a job.
Yeah, and I'm like, man, you are on such a high horse for a guy that's terrible at your job.
And anybody and
lucky that you have a job.
Any other squad, he wouldn't have had that job for that long.
No.
Yeah. No.
No.
They're just so used to being bad. He got a longer rope than most people do. You know, it's just how it is. But again, there's no more, there's no bigger question mark in the world right now than the Oakland Raiders at 1-7.
Yeah,
only $100 million to John Gruden.
And
a good deal.
Quarterback, right? Wasn't
He was supposed to be really good.
Wasn't he good last year?
Still super accurate, by the way.
Well, that's why you take that job, too. Good quarterback in place.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of the lure of the job was, hey, I've got a quarterback that's going to be a franchise guy for the next, you know, hopefully the 10-year contract that he has. He's running that dude into the ground.
And you'll have the first overall pick.
Mm. I bet you he goes out and gets a pass rusher.
Yeah, probably. Is it Houston? Who's the Houston?
Ed Oliver.
Yeah,
he's a monster.
Yeah,
he's a monster.
I'd rather draft John Oliver, I think, than
I'd rather
Ed Oliver.
Draft Rosie.
Well, Rosie's here, so great timing for you, Paul. More with Ben Lieber and now Mark Rosen and the rest of the Power Trip Morning Show after this on The Fan. It's your new theme song.
Yep, that's what I'm playing from now on.
I have goosebumps.
Yep.
I think it's starting up again in January.
Won't be long now.
Greatest comedy of all time.
And you are the Larry David of the Power Trip Morning Show.
I'm the Ted Danson.
Are you?
I'm the Super Dave Osborne.
Yeah, you definitely are Marty Funkhouse.
Yeah,
Marty.
Yeah.
Can I be Turtle?
Wrong show. Yeah, you're more like Jeff.
You're Jeff. You're very Jeff-like.
Yeah, you're very Jeff-like.
Jeff?
You should watch Kurt.
His agent.
Is he handsome?
No.
No, not so much.
That guy makes me laugh, though.
He's very funny, though.
He's good.
Speaking of agents, has yours gotten into a car accident today?
Not yet. It's only 8 o'clock, though. 3 for 3. Things happened in threes. He's been in 3 car accidents. None of them were his fault, by the way.
Unbelievable.
But I do know, I know a good attorney if he needs one.
Hmm.
He didn't laugh at that.
I'm glad he's alive.
Well, so am I, more than you.
I'm undecided. clearly, Larry David is the king.
Yes, he is.
But no one makes me laugh on that show more than Funkhauser.
Funkhauser's great.
Can we play the Seinfeld bit?
Yeah, let me find it. I think I beeped it. I must have beeped it.
I love it.
I like Richard Lewis on the show,
too. So brilliant.
They're all great.
They're all the moments.
I like Jeff's wife, too.
Susie?
Damn,
she's mean.
Very good with the English language.
She'd be great for the
we could quote Susie during the after show.
No one likes a mean wife.
She
got awkward in here.
It did.
Mm-hmm. Paul, you should watch Curb. You should watch it. You would love
Curb. Was one of those shows. Do you remember when like DVD series were a big thing?
Sure.
That was always the show that I'd look at and go,
I don't know what it is about this. Yeah.
I want to watch this. Yeah. But I don't know. I watched the first couple episodes and got distracted.
Well, I think, even though I hate agreeing with Carly because she's a woman, I think she's a little bit onto something. You could, even though the first season I think is still a masterpiece, you could skip to season 2 or 3.
You could. You'd not miss a thing.
It's on Amazon, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I have that.
Man, when... what's that dude's name?
J.B. Smoove.
J.B. Smoove is another of my favorite characters on this show.
Go ahead.
He's just ridiculous. I love him.
He was here for Super Bowl week.
Right.
We did an event together for the Aces Foundation. Oh, good for me. But what a nice human being. I mean, he was so cool with the kids, more importantly. But just like he was on. He was just... His energy level is exactly like it was, and hilarious, and would be willing to tell you stories about the show. And I like my new best friend. I could spend 30 hours with this guy and just never.
What a story, Mark!
It's a good story, Mark.
It was okay. It had its moments.
Yep.
It really didn't go anywhere, but it had its moments.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Are you a Curb guy?
Yes.
Okay, good. I want to make sure I didn't.
Yeah, I know.
Here's the Super Dave joke, and I did edit it, but it's still dirty as hell. And for those of you who have not seen this, Jerry Seinfeld's playing himself, okay?
Uh-huh, this was the season where they were having the Seinfeld reunion.
Right.
And not everybody was on board, right?
Right.
Oh, just the joke one?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I know. And they're at the table read.
And Marty Funkhauser tells a terrible joke. And
it's just horrible.
Larry David doesn't want him to do it, but he does it anyway.
It's brilliant.
You want to hear a joke?
Okay.
A woman's very afraid of the size of her opening.
What is she afraid of?
The size of her opening. So she goes to her mother. She says, what am I going to do? I'm so big down there. When I marry Harry, he's going to divorce me. Her mother says, don't worry, sweetheart. It runs in the family. Do what I did when I married your father. Go to the market, get some raw liver, put it in there. He'll never know the difference.
Oh, my God.
So she does. They have 8 hours of sex after their marriage. She wakes up at 10 o'clock. He's gone, but there's a note on her pillow. It says, my darling Harriet, to think that I waited a year to consummate our love relationship makes my heart beat so loud I'm surprised it didn't wake you up. The only reason I'm not here now, darling, is I'm at work to make enough money to buy you a house, a picket fence, we'll have dogs and children.
Ah, this is not so bad.
Oh, yeah, this is great. Will you finish the joke already?
At 5 o'clock dinner bell rings, I will be home like the winged gossamer of your love in your arms, your loving husband, Harry.
Ah, that's nice.
P.S. Your is in the sink.
Never gets old.
Brilliant. That is genius. P.S. Your blank is in the sink.
I fell off the couch at that moment.
How many times do we have to say this, but I'm going to say it one more time. I graduated in 1998. So when I was a teenager,
sure,
peak Seinfeld, right? Because Seinfeld ended in 1998. So when I'm 15, 16, 17, 18 years old, Seinfeld's in its prime. And I'm like, this is the greatest show ever.
Mm-hmm.
And it was. It was awesome. Right? At that point in my life, I'm like, how do you beat this? Then you see Curb, and although there are still Seinfeld moments I will love forever, if you go back and watch Seinfeld, just pick a random episode that you loved, it's half as good as it could have been if it had been Curb.
on HBO.
On HBO, if you had let that same, if you had let Larry David have the same premise that Seinfeld had, but then let him do it at an HBO level, it would have been off the charts. But the laugh track, the toning it a little bit down because it's NBC and not HBO, so much better.
He still had his
Curb is so much better.
His observational humor, which really second to none, and whether it's a stop and chat. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've used that line. And how many of us have dealt with it? I'm looking at you, Corey, because you really love talking to other people.
That's why I stay home.
And, I mean, the idea of having to go socialize at some event and having to talk to strangers, I think I'll pass on that.
You know, I really
want to do a stop and chat.
I hear what you're saying, Corey, but I don't know because Seinfeld works clean, man. I don't know that he would ever go in the direction that Curb does.
Clean humor is brilliant if it's done right.
Yeah. And Curb is anything but clean.
Isn't there an episode where he brings flowers to somebody and he stole them out of their yard?
Yeah. Hey, it was Funkhauser's mom, I think, right?
And
he took one of the graveyard.
It was a roadside cemetery. That's right, yeah. Where she died along the side of the road, on the sidewalk. That's right, yeah.
There's so many great
episodes. I'm not saying Seinfeld needed to get dirty. I'm just saying the laugh track ruins it for me going back. It's a retro thing where it just feels wrong. And the awkwardness of Curb is they somehow like multiplied by 10 compared to Seinfeld.
They didn't really have that awkwardness as much.
So you're saying that you think that Seinfeld would have a little bit more edge if it was on, not that it has to go like dirty.
If you could eliminate the laugh track from Seinfeld and then put it on HBO and just, like you said, add the edge, add the awkwardness, that's basically what Curb is with swear words and no boundaries.
Look at Julia Louis-Dreyfus and what she's done with Veep. And taking what her character was in Seinfeld and then putting it basically on steroids as Veep and then seeing her brilliance, her comedic genius is exactly kind of what you're talking about.
So here's one for you then. If Seinfeld was what you wanted it to be, no laugh track, a little edgier, would Curb be what it is now?
Don't ask smart questions.
Great point, Ben. You were on fire today.
So are we talking the same era where Seinfeld had been in the 90s?
Same timeline, everything. Like Seinfeld was on HBO or something.
In the 90s.
In the 90s.
And preceded Curb.
And preceded Curb. And then Larry David spun off and did Curb. Would Curb have as much success knowing that Seinfeld was basically the same thing?
Well, probably not, because it would have felt repetitious a little bit. Because Curb really is Seinfeld, right? It is the same idea, right? The things you're talking about, Mark. These little minute things in your day.
The doctor's office. Everything.
That Larry somehow can pinpoint and make it hilarious, and these are things that we deal with all the time.
I don't think he ever had a chance to do nearly as much, Larry David, on Seinfeld as he can with Curb. And there's fewer episodes, but I mean, his stuff that he does, to me, it's so relatable that
every episode,
the parking lot attendants, the phone in the doctor's office. Why can't I use the phone in the doctor's office? It's a doctor's phone, Well, why not? You're not in the room. Why can't I pick up the phone and use it? That stuff, I don't know if it would work on Seinfeld, but you have a lot of that humor, but in the certainly the troupe that was there was...
Yeah.
But,
and the other thing we don't give Curb enough credit for is you go back, you look at the first couple seasons of Arrested Development, they basically failed, and that show will tell you, it failed because America wasn't ready for a non-laugh track show. Well, Curb precedes that show. Curb was before Arrested Development, but it was on HBO. It succeeded as a non-laugh track comedy on cable.
Incredible.
Right? Think of how unlikely that was at the time. It seems super, we have Parks and Rec, and we have Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and we have The Office. We have all these shows that have done it. 20 years ago, laugh track-less shows in the U.S. did not work.
No.
Curb did.
They did not.
Yep. Immediately, by the way, too, right? It worked immediately.
Correct. Larry.
Oh, sorry.
So what is the projection, though, like 2019, or what are we hearing?
I think I saw something, I believe, on Twitter the other day that they actually are in production right now for another season. So, can't wait. I look forward to my Sunday nights.
Oh, let's see. Last year, they ripped people on the autism spectrum. Let's see what they do this year.
Is it the...
How great was that bit?
The good Hodgkins or the bad Hodgkins? Remember that one?
Did he basically say that the autism's faking it for attention?
Parkinson's, yeah, exactly.
That's the only episode.
Michael J. Fox.
Michael J. Fox.
But last season, but he was dating a gal that had a kid on the spectrum,
right?
And he didn't believe it. He just thought the kid was an a-hole.
He was.
He was an a-hole.
He just wanted to get it on with mom. And
we sure he's on the spectrum. God, that was a great bit. Well, Fan right. 5 is brought to you by Continental Diamond and ContinentalDiamond.com. The Vikings claimed running back Amir Abdullah off of waivers. He was the Lions' leading rusher last season. They waived Rock Thomas.
He had some pretty good games, I believe, against the Vikings. I remember watching, of course, in Nebraska, and it's not a big deal, certainly financially, but it makes some sense, maybe as a kick returner, although there's very few kicks that are returned anymore, Ben. So, I mean, we know that Charles does the job returning punts and does a great job. So, backup running back, you got a couple guys nicked up, have some experience. I'm sure they've scouted him pretty well.
I guess in the end, it's a very low risk pickup that you could possibly get. I mean, listen, if he returns one kick back for a touchdown, don't you feel like it's already worth it? Like,
sure,
you know, for
absolutely
the contract differential between he and Rock Thomas. I know it's a little bit more significant, but. You know, he gives you a couple exciting flip the field sort of returns. You're like, eh.
By the way, you ask, well, do you envision him being used at all with the rotation? With Dalvin, let's knock on wood that Dalvin's healthy again. We saw that last week. Obviously, Latavius, and then what? Do you put Amir in there a little bit, mix it up? Does he catch the ball okay?
He catches the ball all right. Yeah. I think that's, yeah, I don't see a problem with him taking a couple reps from Latavius. And I'm not saying like, eight. I'm just saying, like, you know, two or three. Just kind of throw him in there. See what he can do, and create some space, and just give you another weapon.
No, we're not doing a deep dive into the Vikings right now. But I'm anxious to see what's going to happen with Mr. Young BB when they get back, because I know they just love this kid, and obviously Cousins had a lot of confidence in him going throwing to him even on fourth down in that first series. Mm-hmm. So one football to go around, lots of receivers, and. Is he going to take some time away from Treadwell? Is he going to what's going to happen with young Mr. Beebe?
But you know what? I'm actually pleasantly surprised by his like sort of development throughout the whole season. You know, I thought maybe when the season started, I'm like, okay, well, it's kind of hard to continue to improve and see marked improvement during the season. But the catch that he had the other day and his ability to turn up field and like actually show some speed, I'm like, that's the fastest he's ran after the catch this whole time he's been here. Yeah. Like, if he could do that a couple of times a game, I could see him being a number three receiver, but can he do it consistently? And how much of it is because he feels the pressure again from having a guy like BB or
Zimmer loves it. He loves the competition.
Well, you have to. That's how everybody gets better.
Absolutely.
The Los Angeles Lakers won 114-110 over the Minnesota Timberwolves. Derrick Rose had 31 points in 37 minutes, and the Wolves fell to 0-7 on the road.
Yeah, it's they could not get a rebound to save their life in the game, which has been an issue all year long. I think they're pretty close to dead last in defensive rebounds, and I think the Lakers had three shots at it near the end of the game. A couple of them were those big bounces you get at times, but you got to get to that ball. And now it's just going to just add more to the dysfunction on this team. Butler played last night. Wiggins actually had a good game, but now they go to Sacramento, and it's getting ratcheted up. I mean, I don't know how much longer they can tolerate this. But
Butler's not even trying.
Did you see any of the game, Rose?
I did.
Did you see the very end where they were putting in the play for the final bit, and he literally is just
Butler. Yeah,
sitting back.
Yeah, checked out. Yeah. Huh?
He doesn't care. Normally, the leader would be.
No.
You do that, you see him, you know, you see LeBron pointing at people. He's just leaned back.
But you know what? On the flip side, he's proving everybody's point. There's no other leaders on the team. If he's not going to do it, you've got two max contract guys that are going to sit on their hands.
You should be on a national radio show. You're good.
And Rose was feeling it. He had an open look to try to go. They went for the win last night. Can't blame for taking the shot because the other two guys weren't. So go for it.
Ben, your hand was up.
I want to get out the bet between Kenzemius and I real quick.
Go for it.
So it's Iowa Northwestern. I'm taking Northwestern. Iowa is favored by 10.5. Mm. So I'm getting 10.5.
Where's the game?
Iowa. It's a great question. I think Northwestern.
I think it's Michigan.
Is it Michigan? Right.
More of the Power Trip Morning Show after this on The Fan. The Fan.
Good morning. Saucy, do you have another vibe? Are you done with those for the day, brother?
He left. He's not here.
Okay. Well, I guess he's done then, isn't he?
Yeah. Why would you be here when the show's on?
Yeah, good point. Hey, real quick question for you, Ben Lieber.
Oh, Ben is still here. Yeah, no, Ben's still here.
Yeah, nobody's listening to me except for you. Thanks, Corey. Hey, Ben. Welcome.
Wait, what's going on?
Ben, were you ever on the Boomer Esiason show, Boomer and Carton, at WFAN in New York?
No, can't say that I have. Can't say that I have. But, I am forgetful, yeah, so maybe right. I was. But no, I'm going to say 99% sure I have never been on that show.
It's okay. This is a radio show in New York, and I know it doesn't matter much, but I find it fascinating. Craig Carton, the former co-host of a sports radio show with ex-NFL quarterback Boomer Esiason, emerged from a courthouse where he was convicted of fraud on Wednesday to say he was disappointed with the verdict. Imagine that. His lawyer said they plan to appeal the conviction. Conspiracy, wire fraud, and securities fraud.
Hmm.
The charges carry a potential penalty of 45 years in prison.
What about that?
Grossy.
Took only 5 hours of deliberations.
Mm-hmm.
Carton, 49, of Manhattan, was Esiason's on-air partner for years on WFAN's Boomer and Carton show. He was accused of swindling investors in a ticket reselling business.
Hmm. Huh.
Prosecutors said he spent investor money on personal expenses, personal expenses, including gambling debts and landscaping bills.
What?
Boss. Yeah, yeah. It sounds exactly like what Barrero does now.
Carton enticed investors by touting his show business.
Yeah, get enticed. Ticket sales. Nice. Well played.
Touting his show business contacts and his ability to score seats to live events, including Metallica and Barbara Streisand. You get Barb.
Great point, right, Hogs?
Yeah.
No, please don't. Yeah. Oh, please don't. No, no.
Yeah.
No.
Barbara Streisand, Jingle Bells, great point, right, Hockey?
No. It's a great point.
No.
Thanks, babe. Yeah.
She used to carpool karaoke with James Corden.
Hawkwood.
Right. Yeah. So, continue on.
Keep going.
Berman, the conviction dude here, said Carton fabricated contracts for blocks of tickets and spent almost $7 million he collected from investors on himself.
What's the problem here?
Prosecutors said the jury saw through Carton's blatant lies and held him responsible for a Ponzi-like scheme.
Yeah. He gone.
He gone.
Yep, he gone.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
No. Okay. Yes.
I'm not trying to be an idiot. What is wire fraud?
I believe that's when you do cross things state over the lines, phone, right?
I believe.
I don't know.
You right. Dumb yeah, no. son well, of a
You
bitch.
Tell me, FBI agent Corey Cove.
Yeah.
I didn't say anything. I'm just sitting here.
Tell us,
Agent Cove. Tell us.
Why are you aiming at me? I didn't say a damn word.
You played the bitch button.
I didn't hit that button. You mean this button?
You dumb
you played
son
the,
of a bitch.
You played the bitch button.
Did you play the bitch button?
Well, this went on for how many years he was doing this? I mean,
That's 45 years, though?
He's getting 45.
I know.
Well,
it'll be significantly less than that probably when the sentence is handed down.
But and that'll be like at a minimum penitentiary.
But you think about right?
Yeah.
Think about Tom Petters. Hecker just got out of prison.
Rosie. What's he up to?
He's at Manny's all the time.
Is he really?
He was. We saw him.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
No, yeah. So with his son. Yeah, he's out.
With
Petters, Petters is not out.
How long was Hecker in?
Denny Hecker sucks.
Okay.
How long was he in, though? 6-7 years?
We'll think a little longer.
Yeah, a
little
longer than that? It was like 9 or 10.
Man.
He went through a couple different prisons. I know that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's get him on the show. Let's ask him how it was.
I'd love to.
Are you serious, Clark?
That would be fascinating.
Open invitation.
Yeah.
Come on
I'm
in.
Sure it was just a lot of playing cards and hanging out.
Yeah. That sounds great.
Well, I don't think it was all
there's no bitch button, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, well, what's the thing?
Well, they found
Charles,
his.
What does Charles Manson say about
that? Brilliant.
Boom!
Boom!
What does Charles Manson say about prison, Hawk?
Excuse me, I took a drink. There's plenty of sex in prison. That's what Charlie always said.
Think of that, Cork. Cards and
yeah, but
sex.
Yeah, but think about the prison that they went to is like...
Yeah, it's like Club Med.
Yeah.
They have Netflix? Right?
I bet they do.
Sure, yeah.
I bet they have Netflix as well.
Mm-hmm.
Every night after the lights
Corey,
go out.
Corey, don't
Done.
Jump on the computer. Don't commit a crime.
Please.
Paul, can I blow your mind?
My what?
Your mind.
Oh, I thought you said my brain.
The original plan for the show 24, which you love.
I love that. So does Hockey.
The original plan for the show 24 was a comedy about the day leading up to a wedding.
No way.
Oh.
Wait?
Huh? Yeah. No kidding. That was the first idea.
So where did it turn?
Much like the end of Indiana Jones, they chose wisely.
Yeah.
Yeah, the first 5 seasons of 24 are some of the best TV of all time. The rest of it is pure trash.
And I've said this 1,000 times. No
At
one
least
cares.
1,000.
No one cares about my 24 take. Season, I think, 6 happened during the writer's strike, and you can legitimately tell. You can tell halfway through, you're like, where they just were like, hey, how about, like, dinosaurs show up, and then, like, Bigfoot walks in, and Jack Bauer, and, like, marries, like, Pee-wee Herman's sister. Great!
That was my favorite episode.
Like that. That was
good episode.
I'm not kidding.
It really was.
It's always something you would have come up with.
May I?
I have it written down in my notes.
Make a direct left turn?
Mm-hmm. I just did. Go
direct
ahead.
Direct left turn. Rosie and Ben.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But probably specifically Rosie. We didn't get to ask you about the passing of the great Bill Brown.
Yes.
And I did hear the other day, the great top five producer on this station, Justin Gard, had some NFL Films audio on the Barrero show.
John Facenda, voiceover.
Yeah, right. I
voice of God.
I picked up two different bits that I thought were pretty fantastic about Bill Brown.
Okay.
The first one, Ben, I think you'll be interested in. This is from the NFL Films, and you hear Fran Tarkenton for a minute there.
Neanderthal man, never been one like him. Came into the league with a crew cut and the bow legs. Was willing to do anything. Was the typical hard-nosed football player. Great blocker. Could run with the best of them, inside, outside. Terrific pass receiver. I think one year when I played there, he set a league record for backs catching touchdown passes. I think he caught 10 touchdown passes out of the backfield. Ended his career as captain of the special teams. He went down and he was the wedge buster in his middle 30s on our special teams.
I did not take it as being disgraceful to play on the special teams where a lot of people did. That was my time to get back at some of the dudes that were hitting me all day. I think only fair you should get a shot back.
Ben, in his mid-30s, he decided he wanted to be on special teams as the wedge breaker.
There needs to be a special award just for that guy.
Yeah.
Because nobody does that.
Nobody.
Nobody wants to do that. No. I mean, and he's right. You do feel like if you're a starter and you're asked to go down, especially and be a wedge buster, like, you feel like, oh, no, I'm above that. Like,
yeah,
you guys need me as a running back, don't you?
Yes.
Like, you don't want me going out and busting my head on the wedge.
Yeah. You're like, I wouldn't do a show at noon on Saturdays. What in the world? No.
It's not on much a lot because
it's terrible
because there's sentences like that.
Right. That maybe that
it's not, but you, I, and
Saturdays, Barrero.
Why are we so mean to him?
I don't know.
We're just saying his name. We're not being mean.
I like the name. It's a good name.
It's fun to say. It's fun to yell.
So that was for you, Ben. That guy's a wedge buster at the end of his career because he wanted to be. Here's the one for you, Rosie. And okay. I don't know anything about this, and I probably should. Carl Kisaki.
Oh.
Okay. Here's a bit about this. And here's another thing I want to ask you about, because the reporter who's speaking here is a guy named Jim Klobuchar.
That's Amy's father.
Is it really?
Jim was the... Star Tribune reporter, covered for the Vikings for many, many years.
Yeah, okay. I wonder.
He was the number one, columnist.
He writer. Must have been, because they NFL Films went to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll play this bit and you tell me about it if you don't mind, okay?
Sure.
He revealed a heart that was as soft as his head was hard. This subtle side to Brown's caveman character was most apparent in the months following the tragic accident that paralyzed teammate Carl Kisaki in 1973. Brown organized a citywide drive to raise funds for Kisaki, an act of generosity that reflected both concern for his crippled friend and memories of hardships in his own family.
There had been difficulty in his family life because of illness, and he has emerged as a very warm, caring person, not only for his family, but for people similarly afflicted. And the sight of this rough-hewn creature being so thoughtful and gentle has inspired a lot of people here. A real human being, tough guy, a guy you want on your football team. You go into an alley, there's the guy you want at your side. You'll come out.
That was Fran at the end there. But please, 1973, I was two.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about Carl Kisaki.
Well, Carl Kisaki could play. He's the type of player that would have played today. He's Harrison Smith. Before Harrison Smith was Harrison Smith. I mean, he could hit with the best of them, free safety, strong safety, whatever you wanted him to do. He got in a horrific motorcycle accident like a week before training camp over here on, every time I go by it, I think it's in
Highway 7, not too far of Highway 7 and 494 around that area.
No kidding.
And I don't know if he hit a truck or something hit him, and he went flying. And because he was in such terrific shape, he survived but was paralyzed and lived a pretty full life after that. In fact, I believe married his nurse.
Wow.
And, that it was had the most infectious laugh you will ever hear in your life. Just had this big gut laugh that people loved, and he always made people feel pretty good around that. They broke the mold with guys like Bill Brown and Kosulke and Wally Hilgenberg and that bunch in the 70s. And Boom Boom was especially, he was funnier even off the field, and even up to his last, years back when he was playing golf. But Kosulke was mean SOB on the field and one of the most gracious, nicest human beings off of
it. Wow. Can you imagine?
Passed away not too many years ago.
And thank God we don't have to imagine. We have to imagine this, but imagine if a starter, these days, if somebody who was a starter on the defense went through something like that before the start of a season.
Roethlisberger with that motorcycle accident.
Yeah, but he wasn't.
But he wasn't
paralyzed.
Yeah,
good
point. Yeah.
Wow. Think of how god dang charming you have to be paralyzed and your nurse falls for you.
Yeah.
Because she's seeing you at your worst, right?
Absolutely.
You're getting your diaper changed.
Correct.
And this chick's like, I got to marry this dude.
Yeah, he was.
Right? How smooth is that guy?
He was very smooth.
In that spot. Man, what a slayer.
And, I know, I believe Carl's son is still in town. There's so many Carl Kosulke stories.
Oh, that's awesome.
And, he had this laugh of his, but he was one hell of a football player.
Really? He had the best, the facial hair on that guy.
God, Fu Manchu mustache.
73 facial hair, man. I love it.
Also, people wonder why we don't hear those kind of voices anymore, like those NFL films kind of voices.
Right,
can you imagine? It's like, and then the Vikings got into the end zone and played duck, duck.
Yeah, I know, we're kidding.
It doesn't feel as legendary now with all these stupid dances.
Bud wouldn't even let him shake hands with the opponents after the games. He'd look around the field, make sure you get your ass off the field now. Wow. You just battled for 60 minutes against these guys. You want to talk to him? Go in the parking lot after the game. You're not talking to him on my time.
Jeez. Did you see
the story
poster? I think it's one of the photographers for the Vikings tweeted yesterday that Mike Zimmer had ordered, and it's grumpy old men, and it's his face and Bud Grant's face.
I saw that. It's beautiful.
Perfect. Photoshop.
No, I did not see
Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon.
Oh, that's
brilliant.
Funny.
That is perfect. Great.
That's brilliant. I need that.
One final segment of the Power Trip Morning Show after this with Ben Lieber, Mark Rosen, Meat Sauce, Chris Hockey, and I'm Corey Coven. This is The Fan.
Good morning, everybody. Final segment, Power Trip Morning Show. At some time during this segment, you'll hear Rosie laugh, but it won't be the real Rosie. It'll be a Rosie Button Bar laugh. And when that happens, you best be the 11th caller. You'll win a $50 Edina Grill gift certificate courtesy of Blue Plate Restaurant.
Yay, Blue Plate.
That's right. Thank you, Blue Plate. Thank you, Rosie.
Pleasure.
Thank you, listeners.
Thanks, Mark.
Yeah. 651-989-5326-1-800-3256. Be the 11th caller.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Good morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
Sure.
This is kind of insane.
What?
I would say overall, we're a pretty progressive morning show, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Right, as a whole,
whatever.
Right?
Okay.
Live your life. Do what you want.
Yeah, do
whatever
you want. Okay.
We support all groups.
Yeah.
Maybe not this one. This is weird. Last couple of years, there's been a lot of debate about gender, right? How we define gender, who gets to define gender, and things like that.
Yeah, do whatever you want.
How we're going to legally classify human beings, correct?
Sure.
Well, there's a guy who is 69 years old. And he basically says, look, if other people get to decide what gender they are, then why can't I decide what age I am?
Okay.
He wants to legally be 49 years old, not 69 years old.
Why would you ever not want to be 69 years old?
Because he claims he can get discriminated against because of his age. And he's tired of being looked at as a 69-year-old man. He wants to be 49.
But those early bird specials. Come on.
So, by the way, he's not, like I said, he's Dutch. He's not from the U.S. Okay. But he told the court that he suffers as a 69-year-old. And in his head, he feels 20 to 25 years younger. And he wants to be legally younger so he can stop getting discriminated against.
Well, you can't fake time, though, right?
That's your Benjamin Button.
He's trying to, because the picture that they show on CNN.com, he is a DJ. He's spinning records.
And I don't mean like a radio DJ. He's in the clubs trying to spin discs.
DJ 69.
That's fine. There you go.
He doesn't want to be DJ 69. He wants to be DJ 45.
No, but no joke. Why would you ever not want to be 69? When I'm 69, I will tell everybody every day how old I am.
God, I hope I'm not friends with you at that point.
You'll be dead. Yeah,
I'll be long dead.
Good point. I'm going to hope that I am. So anyway.
Odd is... Can be. I mean, that.
By the way,
does he have a chance of winning?
I don't know, but you're going to love this. One of his arguments is, if I put on Tinder that I'm 69 years old, I get no response. If I put I'm 49, I have a chance.
They will eventually meet you, and they're going to go, you know.
That's great logic there.
Yeah, it's really great good logic.
Why does that you could work? Just,
what is a 69-year-old doing on Tinder? Trying get off.
He's a DJ.
Exactly. You just answered your own question.
Right. He's trying to do that. He's horny.
Dirty pop. Yeah, man.
Good luck to him.
Yeah.
Good luck to him. Why does it matter?
Emil Rattleband.
So here's the deal. In the end, we all know that's ridiculous, but let him. Who cares? Why does it matter?
No, for sure.
You know, like, if that's how everybody feels in this day and age, where like you can't be offended, you can't be whatever. Like if he wants to be 49, like 45, let him be 44
again. Yeah. Like you said, you can't fake time, so legally you can't be 49 years old. No one's stopping him from putting 49 on his Tinder account.
No,
yeah, that's right.
No,
go 49. For it.
Let him.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Tinder account.
Right. If Rosie wants to, if he feels like inside that he's a woman, let him be a woman. Right. Like, I don't care.
I legally want to be Josh Hartnett. I'm not.
Yeah, I legally don't want to
but
have
you know
man
what?
Hooters.
You can tell people you are. And guess what? I can't stop you.
Right. I get confused for Jamie Dornan all the time. Why wouldn't I just legally change my name?
I'm going to go ahead and go too far. Lawyer Lambert feels like a woman on the inside.
Oh, my God. Two things. He's listening, and he's my dad.
And?
That's gross, but I can't say anything about hockey, the sister.
Yeah, by the way, you don't know what a diaphragm is.
No, I know. That was half the joke.
Sure I don't think that it was.
I don't think it was.
You guys follow me to us on Twitter, or have you blocked
that
me?
That giant culvert that he...
It's funny.
Yeah.
No, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
You ever find, Paul, that a lot of times after you say jokes when nobody laughs, do you ever find yourself saying... Why do I keep telling them that these jokes are funny, but nobody seems to be responding?
Funny.
I don't know. It's how I live my life. Makes me feel better.
Hey, Rosie, hardcore sports question for 20 seconds. 20 seconds. Just think about
look
this.
Look at the clock.
You just asked Ben off the air about Alabama's dominance.
Yes.
Is there anybody in the country that can beat him?
I did ask him that question.
I don't know if you watched Kentucky Duke a couple nights ago.
I did not. I was watching the election returns, but I did not.
It's fine. Doesn't matter if you watched it or not. If you watch the highlights, you get the
gist of it. Sure, I saw the highlights of Williamson.
SI.com did a mock draft already. Almost, I think, in response to that game.
Right.
Top three picks in the draft.
All Duke.
All Dukies.
Yeah, I believe it. And Trey Jones isn't one of them.
No, it's Williamson at the top because he's the consensus number one.
Right.
RJ Barrett second, and then that Cam kid or whatever his name is third.
Can we trade Jimmy Butler for the rights, the Larry Bird rights to Williamson? Can we work that out somehow?
No. Nobody would do that because Williamson's the real deal. But
I know.
Still.
No.
No.
Hey, you guys want to hear what true love really sounds like?
Sure.
Something
it's not going to be good.
Can we do this? Can we play this?
Yeah.
The Man in Black mumbled it about 25 years ago.
No. True love is when your wife is willing to say this, even if it's not true. Ladies and gentlemen, Megan Mullally.
I love her.
Who's married to Nick Offerman.
Mm-hmm. This is brilliant. Ron Swanson.
Yeah,
Ron Swanson. So good.
When I first met him, I was really attracted to his kindness and his human decency. Now it's really... more about his money, but I still think he's a nice guy. I have a nickname for my husband, which is Goliath Johnson, because he has a big one.
Oh, lucky. Wow.
He's got it all.
Yeah.
He's got it all.
But he also went on to say that he has, and I don't even know what this means. I don't want to know what this means. Professional level back hair.
That's what she said.
Ish.
But... You know,
what does that mean?
That's true love, especially
she loves
if he's hung like a gnat.
Yeah,
and she goes around telling everybody.
Yeah, or if he's Micro Johnson.
That's what I said.
That's exactly what I said.
It's funny.
And he can make a coffee table in 30 seconds.
He certainly can.
Yeah.
Yep. You guys were...
He's just a genius. He's very funny. He's so good.
You guys were poo-pooing the Pringle Thanksgiving dinner edition.
Sounds disgusting.
What is that?
I didn't hear this.
Fan favorite varieties, turkey, stuffing, and pumpkin pie. You get three different ones in a box.
Pringles. Flavored like those three.
Ick. Packages went on sale on eBay. Sold out in 41 minutes.
Jeez.
The only reason Pringles is doing this is exactly what just happened in the last 15 seconds. This is a genius marketing trick. Long term, no chance people buy this more than just for the sake of saying, I bought it. There's no way that's good. Right? We're not going to see this on the shelves at Target 3 years from now. This is a flash in the pan marketing builder.
Yeah, so would I.
Sounds disgusting.
So wait a minute.
It does sound disgusting. I agree with you.
So the flavor is all three of those wrapped into one?
No.
They're all
different chips.
Three different. Yeah. Okay, three different chips.
Turkey, stuffing, which is the best.
Gross.
Stuffing why are you is messing with part of Thanksgiving dinner?
I have the pumpkin pie, though.
Oh, and stuffing whales hockey. Oh,
that is correct.
Oh. I wonder how pumpkin pie chips taste, though, right?
Like, even pumpkin pie.
Yeah, I mean, I get that, but wouldn't the... Is there any salt to it? How do you get a Pringles chip to not have at least some semblance of that salt flavor?
Hmm. Very true.
That would be a weird mix. Mm-hmm.
You said you liked salt taste.
Yeah, but not with pumpkin pie.
Oh.
Well, see, now you have me second-guessing. Damn you.
That's what I do.
Damn it, I do like, question I like everything. Pumpkin. I like pumpkin flavor. Question so I just, like, mark. Off the whim, like, ooh, I think I'd like that. And then Mr. Smarty Pants over here.
Yeah.
But what about the salt?
Would you be more likely to eat it if it was all three? Like that, like the Violet Beauregard gum from Willy Wonka, where it was three waves of flavors?
Here comes one dessert.
No, I wouldn't. Mm-hmm.
That's a mix of all three?
Mm. Pumpkin pie is so good.
Only if you have
whipped cream.
Whip. It's got to be
whip.
Cool whip whales.
Who you got tonight, guys? Carolina or Pittsburgh? At Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
Pretty good game on Thursday night football.
It's a really good game.
Yeah. It is a very good game.
By the way, the Steelers are 3.5-point favorites. They're minus 190 on the money line. Carolina plus 160 over under 52.
Carolina.
I have to say Carolina. Actually, I'm not have to, but I'm going to anyway. But Heath Farwell is listening. He's in Pittsburgh right now. Text me that he's listening to the show. So we have to say Carolina.
I thought Heath died. For
him. I was just going to rip the hell out of him randomly, too. And now I have to be nice.
Right. I like Heath. That's a good guy.
He still works for the Panthers, right?
Yeah.
Sweet. Good for him.
Is he still
good
pretty? Dude. Is he still good-looking man?
He's still a beautiful man.
Well, this is not even about kissing ass. This is just legit. Mm-hmm. Is how hot they are, and you're getting plus 160 on the money line.
Pretty good.
If I'm betting the wager. Panthers, I'm just taking them to win. Forget the 3.5 points. Just take them on the money line. Plus 160, man. Make that cash.
Money for nothing.
Then give it to Heath.
Great point.
It is a good point.
Heath almost watched Ben die this summer.
He did.
Is that right?
Yeah, he did.
Russian roulette?
Bad.
No, on our hike in Montana.
You also maced him. Right, didn't you mace him?
I did mace him, yeah. Bear spray right in the face.
Well, nice guy.
I'll tell you what, if it had been Red Dead Redemption, it had been me and you, I'd probably punched you, then shot you.
No, you can't punch somebody while you're in a bathtub, Hawk.
Yeah. Rosie, we opened with this. Just wrap your head around this. We opened the show with this. Red Dead Redemption 1 came out 8 years ago. Red Dead Redemption 2 sold the same amount of copies in 8 days as the first one did in 8 years, which is 17 million copies.
Whoa, what?
Rosie wanted
17 million copies.
Did they have this plotted out, or they just happenstance that it was that length of time between the two of them?
No, that's what Rockstar does. Like, Grand Theft Auto 5 came out 5 or 6 years ago, and we're still waiting for 6.
You want to be convinced to buy Red Dead, Rosie?
So what's the total revenue they brought in from the 17?
It's over a billion. They did $750 million in the first 3 days.
Lord.
Man, oh man. That's good money.
Insane.
Hey, Dew.
Yeah.
Dew, H. Lake is in for PA next.
What?
Yeah, that's right. What? And by the way, if you like to hear football on a radio station, then obviously you got to tune in here because Thursday Night Football is on the Fan tonight, plus 96.7.
So what happens when it flips to the Wild? Do we know?
Is it on the plus?
I think it starts here and goes over there.
96.7?
Yeah.
Got it. H. Lake is next. Ben, thanks for your time. Rosie, we'll see you next week.
Thank you.
I'm misreading the screen. Thursday Night Football's on KFAN plus 96.7 tonight.
Got it.
KFAN plus 96.7.
There you go.
Gotcha.
Let's not do math.
Yeah, sorry about that.
I have a question about that KFAN Plus.
Yeah.
What is that? Late next, power trip back 5:30 to 9 tomorrow with initials at 8:15. See you then. Get on.
To listen back to a podcast of today's show, visit the Power Trip Morning Show channel on the iHeartRadio app or go to KFAN.com.